ansioso. Deixa eu ansioso. Hot like a lamb. Yeah, but I'm honest about it.
No, because what I was going to say is, correct me if I'm wrong, yeah?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What isn't,
I'll correct you.
Isn't the logo supposed to be on the left?
Yeah. Why? Is it his fault?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Wait, did you ask for it on the right?
No, don't give him that opportunity. He designed it and put it on the left, the right.
Oh. You know what's so mad, yeah? The first thing I said to him in the corridor when I put it on is, oh, don't you think it would have been better on the left? And he says, it don't matter, man.
What man need to understand,
you know, like when you looked at, you know, that's because, you know why he done it? Because he wears his watch on the wrong hand as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
You already told him,
with the logo and the watch. Hell? The thing is, you lot are on some status quoting.
Lamy. Oh.
No, you take it, man.
What? Because why? Because logos are on the left and I put it on the right.
Yes.
It's all right.
It's not even two. It's less than it's 2 minutes. You are holding
let me,
that.
Let me see your subtitles. Oh, yeah.
So what?
Yeah, I've actually never seen it on the right.
Wait, to be fair.
I'm with you. We're breaking the mold.
Bruv, do you think that man's in this podcasting to do the same niggas is doing?
I know how you spin this. I can't lie to you.
No. Why am I going to go and do what they do?
Like, even put it in the middle.
No, that's mad. This man's
not
Superman.
Mad.
Man wants to put a whole 90s in the middle of the thing. Stitch. And you know it's stitched as well, so that means the t-shirt is stiff. It's stiff. What? I'm on this vibe of if they put on the left, we're going right.
You're very holding simple. The helmet is yours, bro.
I don't think that that's fair.
You know
to
what?
Be fair.
I didn't notice it, but now that you've made me notice it, and now I'm looking at his one, it makes, yeah, I hear
but
it.
But the thing is, when you look at his one, technically it's on the right. Because you don't look at it like it's on his left.
No, you're chatting shit, bro.
Do you get me?
Keep the helmet for that bullshit that you just said.
Question. Yeah.
In a picture,
yeah.
If someone takes a picture of you, you're right. Wait, you know, in a mirror, is your left yeah. is on the same side, isn't it? But in a picture, it's the opposite.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Why?
Go on.
No, why?
No, go on.
Because it's a reflection.
But you know, so you can change it, right?
Would you
on your actual setting?
On your phone, you can flip it so
when I take it, it actually shows what I took.
Yeah.
No, but why?
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 It's mirrored.
That's, so what? What's it gonna do? Is it gonna show your back? And you're like facing.
Do you know what are you talking about?
So I don't know what he's saying.
What are you actually saying here? You saying that
if you
when
look in a mirror,
yeah,
your left is on this. It's still on this side. But if you take a picture, your left goes on the other side.
It depends on where you're taking a picture, though. Is it on the front cam or the back cam,
bro?
Yeah, that makes a difference.
But why? I'm asking why.
Because the front mirror, the front camera mirrors.
It's a mirror.
It's a mirror. So it acts like a mirror.
So what's the back camera?
It's just like a normal camera. It's like your eyes. It's like your front. It's hard to explain without sounding.
I get it.
Yeah. I don't see why he gave you the helmet because you had a genuine question.
Oh, you know
what? Thank you.
I'm not.
How could I get the helmet for putting the logo on the right? Did I say I wanted to put on the left?
No, but it's standard.
Exactly.
To put it on
standard.
The left.
What standard?
I'm also here fighting for breaking the mold.
Who the fuck cares about standards, bro?
This t-shirt.
If everyone's on the left, we're down right. It's very simple.
You got a good fit on the t-shirt, so I'll give you that.
Do you know what I mean?
They fit well.
Do you know the kind of. This is Pima cotton, bro.
Yeah, now this stuff. Is good.
This is a good cotton, bro.
It's good.
No, when you rub it like this in between your teeth. Yeah.
Trust me.
And you know, like, if you wash it a few times, it's still going to stay strong.
Yeah.
It's still there. The OG one.
Is it embroidered?
Yeah. So if you do no print, get me the other ones.
If you want one,
yarn is in this.
Click the link in the description.
Yeah.
If you want one, click the
link. Do you have one on you now?
No.
What do you mean? We do. What do you want?
I was gonna buy one now.
Yeah. We got one.
You got one.
Yeah.
Oh, which color do you want?
Oh, wait, what? Sorry?
What colours do you
white.
Want?
White.
White.
Do you have any white ones?
We got a white one
you
here.
You got them?
It's okay, I can click them.
Oh, yeah.
I
if you, I got them.
What are you after? Oversized? Medium?
Yeah, like, I like my baggy.
We got medium.
We got medium.
Nah, I want it large.
Large.
Large. Large.
Yeah.
Do you know how small you are?
Yeah, I know. I like it when it swallows me. Like,
pajamas.
I want to swallow me.
She wants pajamas.
I want to swallow me. If I'm doing a t-shirt, I'm doing t-shirt. Yeah. She said
t-shirt. I want it. That was cold still.
Yeah, fucking, I hear that.
Oh, man, they gave me the helmet for the my right side logo.
Because she's like, it's not normal. It's going past. And I was like,
it's going past your knees.
Yeah, she's like, it looks like a dress.
Yeah, you can style it as one, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's what they used to do in like the, oh, correct me, like 90s, 80s.
90s, you know, damn.
Did they do
like, you know, like,
no, they did, French they did. Prince days, they did. Like, yeah. Like, with the baggy the t-shirts. French.
Yeah, exactly. That's what? The kind of vibe. Huh?
You are trying to get this helmet off, boy.
What did you say, Rob?
You said fresh.
No, you said fresh.
Fresh.
I heard. Oh!
She finished herself.
You're not supposed to say anything.
That's what I'm telling you. Anyone that's listening, I'm telling you, she said French Prince, bro.
Maybe she did, but she definitely said French.
That one there was French.
Listen, it's October, man. The live show is on the 24th of October.
Indeed.
If you're coming to the live show, click on the Eventbrite link. Go to the add-on section and you can see the different size tees we have available. Purchase that only if you're coming to the live show, because we're going to give them to you if you purchased it in person. So it's in-person collection.
Yes. Yeah. Click and collect.
It's click and collect.
Click and collect.
Yeah. No postal FedEx. Nope. Hermes.
Nope. I'm not sending
DHL.
It.
I'm not getting post office.
I'm not getting post office. I promise you, I'm not, bruv. Come buy it and you don't me, come. Bro. It will be there, bruv. It will be
come
there.
Come to us, bro.
Come new at it, bruv.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to have to come link me. I'm going to do drop-offs.
You know, like what? That. Crazy. Like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah.
Subscribe. Yeah. Like, comment, share, and subscribe. And this is London Podcast Studios, as you know. So if you want to book the space, click the link again in the description.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what? They got juice as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, man's got a little mini fridge.
I saw that. I was like,
yeah.
Okay. Like,
they upgraded, boy.
All of that. So, Tem. Now, wait.
Let me
ask you first. You know Michael Dapper, right?
Yeah.
Big Shaq.
Yeah.
How what many happened? People worldwide would you say know who he is?
Oh, God.
And I don't think that many, you know.
What?
I feel like.
Would you. Go on.
What's not that many to you?
Huh?
What's not that
I feel
many
like,
to you?
You know what happens, yeah? It's because when you're in the UK, I feel like we're so engrossed in the UK influencing scene. But when you actually, then people step out, it's not that big, you know. But I feel like he could go to Dubai and it'd be calm.
No, it'll be calm.
Yeah.
But how many, like, it'll be calm. Like, I don't think it's not, who would people, it's not they're Michael
not gonna,
Jackson.
They're not going to fan out like
Michael. Yeah. Like, he might get one or two, but, like, I don't think we have an influencer that's like, oh my God, like, it's you kind of thing. Like, apart from
I was going to say Ed Sheeran, but I don't know. But give me a number. Like, how many people would you say? Thousands, millions, billions, if you may.
Trying to estimate how.
Yeah. I think it's a million at least.
Millions.
It's in the millions.
Do you want to ask Tim how many he thinks?
How many do you think?
This is the thing. In the group chat, everyone takes things
I
literally.
I knew it was coming from the group chat.
It's coming from the group chat.
I was working, yeah, and there was 999
messages. Yeah. I saw that.
The man was trying to call me. I'm not a dickhead.
You know when you press the thing that goes all the way down
I'm
to
not
the
a dickhead.
I said, I'm not reading all
nah,
this.
Nah, I'm not a dickhead. Man was trying to get at me.
So
I'm not
would you like to explain?
I've missed it.
What I was saying, is that... You could say, okay, maybe not everyone might know of Michael Dapper.
Yeah.
Maybe everyone might not know of Big Shaq. But the song, Man's Not Hot, you could play it in most places and it'll be recognized, innit?
Yeah.
So I was saying around the world, you could play that song and people would know it, innit?
Yeah.
So that man was saying, nah, it's not true, innit? And I was like, bruv, he's done a tour in Asia.
Yeah,
like,
nah. The song is big.
I said, the population of Asia... is
the whole of Asia.
He's twisting it.
The population of Asia.
This story is not chronological at the moment.
The population of Asia is how much was it? Was it 6 billion or something like that? 6 billion are in Asia, something like that. And I was basically, what I said in the chat was 6 billion people know of him. But what I meant is that a market of 6 billion people, he's aware, you know what I mean? Not aware of him.
Like he said, people only know this song. They don't actually know him. Like, it's
But the point was recognizing the song. That's what my point was. Them not trying to
but
make
But you looked at YouTube views and thought every view was one individual.
No, no, no. Not necessarily. This is what I'm saying. I was saying it went viral past YouTube. Everyone's looking at YouTube. Like, that's the only place you saw it. Like, it went viral everywhere, bro. So everywhere. So Amber Rose, 6 billion people know Michael Jackson.
No, I didn't say...
That's a bit mad.
If you look at the chat, it says that. But that's not what, that's not what I meant.
Evidence, actually. Don't believe the evidence.
That's not what I meant.
Everybody
you know,
in Asia.
You know when you're arguing, a man take it literal. Like, I'm saying a market of those people.
The whole continent.
The entire continent.
6 million in Asia as well, though.
Yeah, it was in Asia.
I don't know. But are you saying Asia, the continent? I swear there's like 7 billion people on Earth.
No, I think there's like 8.
Billion so, people.
I can't remember. I can't remember how much people. But
outside
was...
of Asia, there's only 2 billion people.
Hold on. No, no, no. Because in Africa, there's 1 billion.
In Asia, there's 4.56 billion.
Okay, people. Then it was 4.5.
You can handle.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no. Wait. No, because I remember what I said in the chat. I said he's toured Asia and he's toured Africa, and in Africa, there's 1.something billion in it. So I was basically saying that's a market of 6 billion people. That would know
Yo,
of it.
That's crazy.
But that means the entire continent went to his show.
No, no, it don't mean that. I'm just saying a
you
market.
Said everybody in that place knows him, basically. In
I'm
that whole
that
place.
The venue
only takes
20,000 maximum.
You know what I mean?
You're
going on like he sold out arenas. Like.
The governance, the governance of this helmet is lost. it's a fucking lost state, bro.
And even then, you're still stating a song. You're not actually stating him.
Yeah.
So which means they only know him if he starts singing.
Singing, yeah.
So if he actually goes there and he walks like a normal, they're just going to see another...
Yeah, yeah, but what also, yeah, you're saying 6 billion people know him. There's 7.7 billion people on Earth. Are you telling me?
I'm tired.
That 1.7 billion people are
cooking him. I'm tired because man, we were talking about K-pop. I was like, bro, that's got nothing to do with my point. Like, everyone was just chatting shit. But I know what I was saying, but everyone was taking what I'm saying too literally.
Oh.
So, no, go for it. Everyone was saying what I'm saying. Everyone was just taking it too literal. So, I couldn't actually argue. Do you get what I'm saying?
You forgot what you needed to say.
Jesus.
That's
Christ.
Too funny.
Bloody hell.
You know, in the movies, they just see shadows
walking past. Sure. That's what I miss about. I miss that about DVDs as well.
Yo.
Man. What? Hey. Go to the barbershop and come back with a whole catalogue, you know?
Three for 10,
man. Are you mad?
Are you born and raised in Northampton?
No.
Where are you
from
originally?
No.
So, Mish, if you're speaking to the...
Yeah.
Sorry. But, I was born in Johannesburg.
Okay.
And then we came here when I was about... I never remember my age when I came here. I think 5, 6.
Okay.
And then I grew up in Enfield.
Right.
Joburg. Yeah.
But then I recently moved out.
To Northampton.
No. Oh. That place, I don't know how people live there. It's nice to kind of get your head together, which is what I was doing, really. That's why I was there.
Okay.
I was like, you know what, London's a bit mad. Let me just go where there's nobody and really censor myself.
Mad just gunned the whole place. There's nobody there.
I don't know whether I need that. Like,
no, you do. Like, I just
we
definitely
do,
recommend
bro.
You
move
do.
Away, like.
You do.
Or just a bit.
Just
yeah,
a
like
bit.
Or just yeah, just a bit. Week. Not talking about Atlanta, bruv. I'm not saying I'm going to Atlanta.
I'm going.
No, I'm going. Give me a year.
But what do you want to go Atlanta
and
do?
We'll be part of the
world. What do you want to go Atlanta and do?
I feel like, you know what? I was even, that's the reason I was in Northampton. I was just looking at my life and I was like, you know what? I need a change. Like, I feel like
the
London,
twist,
you can't, there's not much you can do in London anymore. Like, I feel like I'm looking at other influences, just in general, and I'm just like, there's only a peak you can get to. And what? So what? Rappers know my name. People know. There's not much you guys can do.
And then that's
it. Yeah, and then that's it. And while I'm getting DMs from people in Atlanta saying, hey, you know what? We can collab with this and this art. And I was thinking, nah, man, I'm going there. I'm down. I feel like there's more opportunities in America anyway.
Yeah.
For me anyway.
It is.
But what? Okay, cool. You land in America.
Yeah.
What'd you do? What's your first port of call?
Okay.
Get a job at McDonald's.
McDowell's. They'll be saying you're an independent woman. That's what they'll do to you, you know? Let the man go do that. I say, ah, oh, you moved to America. Now he's washed up. You went to come. You know what I mean?
Okay. I'm lucky enough I have family there and also have one of my friends. He's offered to accommodate me until I find my feet.
In and Atlanta?
Then, yeah.
I will never find them.
Yeah. I'll never find my
feet. Look around, footless. What? I don't know what feet to find. Feet? Call where, nubby, bruv?
Just
walking what
around
are we eating nubby tonight, bruv? What's for dinner, bruv?
No, but I'm also trying to transfer my my job jet there because they have a base there. But okay, they also have a base in New York. So right, I've been trying to talk to my manager, but she's not trying to let me go.
That's something I'm with though. The traveling in terms of work, that's an easy way to get some experience of traveling.
Yeah. Plus, like, I'm if not it broke, offers broke, it, you know.
Like, yeah,
that's my fear. It's like going to another country, then you're broke.
You're broke. Yeah,
yeah.
Go can't even call mom.
Traveling to go and be broke, that's mad.
That's the worst.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's a new. That's a foreign that's struggle.
And you know what's so mad?
Don't, what?
That's what most of our parents did.
Yeah, true.
Words.
Most of our parents came over here without a Scooby. And
but this is what I'm saying.
Bro.
This is why we're pussios. Because if you think about it, yeah, even going on a holiday, it'll be like, oh yeah, go to your cousin's house in America. Yeah, we're going to go there and stay there. They're all tight. So you can just go there, play with your cousins, your mum's brother and or your dad's brother. They're cool. Us, fam. Tell me one of your cousins can come here and come stay with you. And you're not thinking, fam, couple hours, come check me when
no
you come
way
stop by.
You're not staying.
But you're not staying, yeah, bro. Yeah, 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 yeah. Do you get what I'm saying? I've even looked at my house, I'm thinking, my cousin, you know what I mean?
Nah.
We don't do it, bro.
Not here.
We're not.
You wouldn't let Toby stay?
No. He's different. A man name dropped him. Nah, he lives. He lives so close, he can't stay. You know when you live around the corner, bro? Yeah, you're not allowed to stay.
But Toby used to stay at his house.
Yeah, Toby used to stay at my house.
On ends.
When he was a bit firmer.
Your mum's there, innit?
Yeah. Nah, Toby can stay, but I'll be like, what's going on, bro?
Is your brothers allowed to stay at your house?
Yeah, my brothers already stayed.
If they fell out with their missus, so that could be a two, three-week stay.
Yeah. my younger brother's allowed to stay.
For two, but 3 weeks.
When are your older brothers?
No, it's too much headache. I'll beef him.
Boy, does he eat your food?
He would definitely eat my food.
He's not contributing.
No.
All right. The thing is, if... I'm trying to think of, because obviously there's two scenarios here. There's one where he's been kicked out and there's one where he said, I'm leaving. Oh, you get what I'm saying? Yeah, if he's been kicked out, calm.
Yeah.
If he's just like, I need some space, bruv, you got a day, bruv. Because you're being childish. You're being childish, bruv.
He's taking work calls in your living room.
We're all you to be home. Quiet as well.
None of us. Like, you know
what? Closing the door on you and shit.
When someone's in your space for too long, you get annoyed at everything they do.
100%.
Like, they're chewing loud now. They're just chewing, bruv. Wow. Why are you eating so much?
And then, you know, right, your miss would just be entertaining him, but as soon as he's gone, he needs to leave.
He needs to go.
Straight.
Oh my God.
So stop feeding him and he'll go, bro.
You know the ones.
You know the ones.
But families are very comfortable though. So I feel like you can't even just tell them to go, you know?
You know what? I think you can, but
you have to call your mum.
Aunties and uncles, different thing. Because I remember when I was younger, my house, I can't tell
Hotel.
You how many people
Hostel.
I've lived with.
I've lived
with everybody.
One thing I'm very happy about my mom is she said no. Like, no one was allowed to come. No, we'll come to you.
Your
mom's
a G.
But you
coming
here.
Welcome in.
Last time we had, and one time she said yes, that guy stayed with us for like a year. And I was like, no.
You know what? Honestly, you have to look at the circumstance. There's a circumstance. If man says, I just need some time to get on my feet, that's where it's a bit mad. Because you want to help, but I don't have a clue when you're going to find those feet of yours.
Oh, bro.
You get what I'm saying?
It's the worst.
So if it's at least something like, I don't know, bro, I'm about to move into this house and I just ain't got a spot because of a void period. A week.
Fair.
All right, cool. At least I know there's a time.
Yeah.
I had to kick someone out at uni once, bruv.
What, the person was staying in your dorms?
Yeah, because we was both back like a month early.
Okay.
It was only 2 weeks he was there, but the first week was nice. Week one, but day eight,
it was too much.
guy's not washing up dishes. Like,
yeah, nah, he's comfortable now.
He's got sliders on in my house. No, no, you're too comfortable, man. I just don't like the optics.
Man's in his
boxers. Yeah.
If you're in your boxers in my house, you're way too comfortable.
That's way too comfortable.
The suitcase is unpacked. The suitcase isn't supposed to be unpacked,
bro.
Like, I can't lie to you. When I first, because I left my house abruptly, I was just like, me and my mom were not getting along. I was just like, you know what? No, I literally said
imminently.
It was a very quick one. I was like, you know what? She's like, you can't do this by yourself. I was like, I can. And then she's like, you can't. I was like, fuck it, I can. I was like, I'm going to pack up my shit and go. But if it wasn't for my friend's kindness, I wouldn't have got where I am.
Your friend
even
is
even
pissed
off.
Even hearing this, bro.
She's
giving bare verbals. I can do it. I'll do it. When she got to smart, babe, like, I need your help. She kicked me out.
Do you not realize yet like, how hard life is? Like,
it's difficult.
Like, wait, I got to pay bills?
It's real. Life is mad. Everything costs.
No. I was better looking, you know, because obviously you get DMs from like them sugar daddies. Like, yeah. 10K, whatever you need.
You said it like we've experienced it.
You know what?
I said you experienced.
She said, you know you get the sugar daddies.
No, I don't know. No,
trust me, they're always there. Them uncles that would have just sent you 10K for smiling.
So how much did you get?
I never took it.
I promise you. As a woman, I'd have way less
morals. Wasting your blessing.
I know.
Morals don't get you nowhere.
Morals are stunting on sending foot pick.
Oh, yeah.
I tell them for free. I'll advertise it.
What?
Advertise, bruv.
What?
You're mad.
On my gram.
Bruv.
I'll put prices up.
Morals is
in the bio.
In the bio.
Morals is holding man back. Not many times morals has held you back.
Stigma with the guy, you know?
What stigma?
Like, it comes with so much stigma. If I now start, and that's the reason I never started OnlyFans, because trust me, the money was definitely tempting.
What's the money like?
Huh?
What's the money like?
I once got an agency, like a proper agency. They came and they DM'd me and they were like, if I give you... They'll give me 500K as a starter. That was my starting contract. I just said, you know what? Guys, I looked at the DM and I laughed. I said, bear in mind, this is the time when I've actually... I've left my mom now. I'm sitting on my friend's couch and I'm looking at my auntie and I'm like, so what am I going to do? And then later on, I went to bed and as I'm going to bed, I'm scrolling through and I saw that and I was like, you know what? I just might, you know. I just might.
500K.
Listen.
He only takes 10 now.
I don't know what to do.
You could have zoomed into my nipple.
You could have zoomed into it.
Anything you want.
You want it 8K. I get it for you in 8K, bro.
I think it's somewhere still there. And then he sent me jewelry. And he was like, pick one. He was like, literally pick which jewelry you'd like and I'll have it shipped to you then and then. And then he was like, I think it was based in Los Angeles, I want to say, like, one of them places.
Sounds like some human trafficking, like, though.
He was like, like, I've got you, like, whatever you need. The only thing is, I will have to become your manager after that. And after that, anything
sounds
I
like
get from
pimp.
OnlyFans, 20% of it, basically.
Sound like a pimp.
Basically, 20%.
He wants 20%.
Yeah, 20%.
But he's giving you 500 bags right now.
Just to start.
And
then
after that, it's 20%, which is car management fees.
Yeah. If you think about it, see him making, yeah.
Yeah, like, you would have been fine. Like, it's like signing.
Most managers and agencies do that anyway.
Like, 15%, 20%.
Pimps used to take 80%.
Yeah, exactly.
Some pimps took 100.
Exactly.
They took 100. Like, honestly.
That's not pimping, that's trafficking. That's
he said, that's not pimping. That's what pimping is, bruv. Pimping is legal. But if you take 20% more, that's trafficking.
Nah, man.
That's against the law,
bro. That's what the white man does.
Whoa!
Nah, but seriously,
boy,
your morals are
strong.
Way stronger than mine.
No, I couldn't.
And you ended up on hair.
Did you think about your mum at that time?
I was like, "Fuck this bitch! I'm going to Dubai."
Mad. I would have texted her. Yes, I can. I told you I could do it. Yes, I can.
You know what I mean?
The bottom.
Out
you know when you
stunning on your mum, you know?
I'll be stunning. you see the because you used to love what was it? I think it was Michael Kors or Ted Baker. I was gonna buy the store and just sit there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then I saw take a picture and say, I own this bitch.
What? 500k wow. Startup.
No, I remember because I was on the phone to the my manager at the time, and I was just like, fuck, I'm gonna do it.
What did your manager at the time say as well?
Do it.
Like, of course.
He was like, do it.
Your manager even said, sack me, bro. I'll just take the 50. I'll take the 100 bags of 500. Yeah. And you go, bro. Go.
Like, I'm taking a cut, though. But yeah, go.
Yeah, go. Go. He can have the 20%
off
the
500. So why didn't you take it?
I'm going to be so honest. I think it's just one, obviously, when you hype it down, it's nice to think, oh, it's easy money. Don't get interested. Like you, it's a nice amount. But morally, I can't sit there and tell my kid this is what I did to get that money. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
But
you don't have to.
And also, I made a broad.
Did you have to be naked, bikini?
No,
yeah.
I think it's
underwear.
Like mostly what I do anyway, like bikini.
That's exactly what I was just about to say to you. Huh? I was just about to say to you, your gram, if you're going to do the same thing and get 500K.
I understand that. But like another reason was because I said to my brother, I have a little brother. And the one thing he said,
how little?
He's like, oh, he's 19 now, I think.
He's not little, that's your younger brother.
Yeah. I say the same thing. I say little brother.
He's he's a little brother. But I promised him, I said, if I'm going to do this Instagram thing, like, he said, just do whatever you want. Just don't fuck a rapper. And
is that?
Don't. He said, don't start on OnlyFans. That was the only thing
I would have said, who
me.
The fuck are you? Bro,
you're 19, bro. Huh? Hey, shut up, bro.
I'll fall in love with who
shut
I want,
up and
bro.
Take these Jordans.
What are you talking about? Jordan 4s or Jordan 1s?
Like,
you know what I mean? The Rolex has got more than one. No, man, I would have taken the 500K.
Hey, you need player management, man. Let me manage you.
What the hell? No, you've been misled in life, you know. Your mum set you up. Your mum said, go, you can't do it. And the text came through and you said, ah, my brother told me. I would have put him in a CLA, bro. I would have bought him a new whip. You're crazy. 500 bag startup. And then he's asking for normal 20%.
Nah, sorry.
How much was your manager at the time charging you?
No, he was actually a friend at the time. So it's like he's...
Yeah.
He's probably
yeah.
pissed with
he
you.
He was working pro bono.
He was. He was just looking at... But the thing is, it's not the only amount of money that I've been asked. Every time I tell him, oh, like, look, I got offered this or this. He says, so why aren't you taking it? I said, but that stick, that will hold weight though at one point. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. Like, if you look
so
at...
So you're waiting for the meal?
Huh? I'm waiting for a meal, yeah. If someone give me a meal. If someone
what,
me
for OnlyFans, a meal right now?
I don't know about OnlyFans. I really...
Why?
But what's
why?
The
just,
difference
like, why
though?
Why do I need OnlyFans?
No, but it's different
okay,
though.
Wait, what's your... aspirations and goals.
Once we understand,
we need to unpack this.
I love
this.
Then we can align.
If you look at social media right now, right, yeah. especially the way it's set, I feel like more time over, when you're doing all these provocative pictures, people are telling you, oh, you're doing it for the man, damn. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, you clearly want attention. Mm-hmm. You want this. You want that. The only fan stigma as well, oh, she's a hoe. And bear in mind, when you're thick as well, and you've got like, I literally say a porn star body. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, you're already sexualized by the media. Mm-hmm, so then to now say, yeah, I'm OnlyFans. I'm not saying any girl doing the OnlyFans, by the way. Like, girl, that's your body, do your thing. But I'm saying for me, I was like, this is already too much stigma on me. I don't need that as well. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And obviously, Christian side of me or whatever. It's just
Christian
like another,
side.
It just seemed like another...
Okay. Raising!
I understand that. Yeah. So what is your goals and aspirations? Like,
well, in life in general.
So you consider yourself an influencer, yes?
No, I wouldn't actually.
So what do you consider... what do you consider yourself?
I'm not going to lie. I'm just
a model?
Vibing. I'm just vibing.
Just vibing. So what
if you're vibing... Just be vibing with 500 bags.
So I would have vibed for 500
I feel
bags.
Like for now, I literally just want to say, like, my main message is I'm going to post what I want, when I want, with, I have, and especially now, there's not that many girls with very big breasts in that influencing scene.
Right.
So I was just like, you know what? There's a gap. I might as well exploit.
Tell man for free. 500 bags, I'll post what you want me to post.
Bro. Nah, but I hear everything you're saying, yeah?
You
but
just can't get past the money. That's it. But
No. I can get past
That's
the money.
Crazy.
Okay.
I just don't understand the fact that you're doing it anyway,
Yeah.
but you're not getting the money.
I understand what you guys are trying to say to me. Don't get me wrong.
The OnlyFans is the only problem you have.
Yeah, I'm just saying that Instagram, stigma. It's just not something I want
on
my name.
If somebody said
right,
they'll give you that money, but do it on Instagram.
Oh, do you know what it is, right? I don't have a name for myself right now. Right now, I don't have a brand that I can say, okay, this is Michelle. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like once I have that, then... Yes,
you could
maybe.
Do other things.
Then I can do other things because no one's really gonna care.
You know,
but
Cardi
if I started like
started
this,
as a stripper,
100%. But now she's more of a singer than she is. So now she's doing OnlyFans and all this stuff. Wait, it's behind the scenes. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Mm. No one's looking into all of that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
all of these artists are
but,
doing that.
But his point still stands. She started as a stripper. You could start on OnlyFans, then find
that's your seed
later.
Money.
Do you know what? No, man, I'm not gonna say what you did is wrong.
No, no, that's not wrong.
It's not wrong.
It's stupid as fuck. No, it's not.
I commend
if
you
your
for being
is...
that morally.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
You're strong. I don't like even saying strong to black women because of all of that, but you're strong.
You're a strong woman and you happen to be black. That's honestly, calling me weak.
Yeah. Bro, well done to you, man.
And I feel like I'm. You know, another thing is just pride. Maybe my mom's pride.
Yeah,
imagine saying a man made me. Oh, I'll be pissed. Like I'm.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay, but
yeah. I hear that. When you said it like that, I felt that one a little bit. But
let me just understand this contract a little more, because at the end of the day, a lot of us work for companies owned by men. A lot of us work for companies owned by men. So you know, we all get paid by a man at the end of the day. So.
All right.
But in terms of this contract.
Yeah.
So it was 500 racks up front.
Up front.
And then there's...
But is that like an advance?
But then
you
as you build...
Back,
no, I didn't
pay
it back.
He would have owned you. Owned you. As you build your OnlyFans subscriptions, you get 80, he gets 20.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had to have owned you. There had to have been something there.
No,
like, I own your life.
It was actually so cool.
I own your air, bruv. I own your oxygen or some shit like that.
I promise you. I looked at, because I studied law. Mm. And I remember he sent over the contract and I must have looking at my manager.
He sent a contract?
Sent a contract.
Mm. Okay, that means you guys are talking then.
Huh?
No, because you said you got a DM. She said
no,
you got a DM. Now
she
said, I looked at the contract.
Sorry. I'm not saying I didn't consider it.
Yeah.
You seriously considered it?
Okay,
there was
contract.
Was there any phone calls involved?
No.
So
just
DM?
Just DM.
Then email, then?
So he emailed. So what he did was he emailed the... My manager, mm-hmm. knows this is the contract. So obviously we got the contract now. I'm looking over it, man. Like,
I would have signed it as the manager.
Oh!
You're in this shit.
So how would you get the pictures then?
Oh my lord.
From your Instagram.
Exactly.
You reuse it.
Yeah.
And your OnlyFans could have even bombed, but you had 500 bags.
Yeah.
Ah.
That's crazy.
He saw serious potential. He said, this woman's going to make me some money.
He did see potential.
Wow.
Bro, yeah. I've seen a lot of girls go on Instagram without 500 racks up front.
Trust me.
Like, they be advertising that shit on their Instagram because it's not banging.
It's a scary amount of money, though. It's the kind of amount of money. I'm like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah,
like,
it can't just be that easy.
Even though some people have a lot of money, as we were saying off cam, like, oh, if you got money, you're just like, it's nothing.
Mm.
But it's kind of scary when you know... I don't know.
And also, being contracted, like, that's a big thing, you know.
Yeah,
like,
how long
he wrote that shit down?
I don't remember.
That was a lifetime contract. It has to be.
I don't know about that.
Big man, we sign contracts every day.
No, we do, but we don't sign a lifetime.
Like, if I want to leave, I can leave.
Bro, like,
there's a termination in every contract. There's that clause.
But they could have had the impetuity thing.
Impetuity, yeah.
In the contract.
Over the pictures.
Over her.
No, the pictures, not over the person. That's,
you don't know.
That's the Britney Spears thing you're talking about.
Yes.
This wasn't a conservatorship.
Or whatever it's called. Yeah.
This is a contract of OnlyFans.
You don't know, bruv.
We know. You
for
read
500
it.
500 bags, it wasn't
you
just
You studied
OnlyFans.
Law. So you would know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. If someone what? Was trying to... But I feel like for me, it was when he sent the Rolex. Because that 500K, I was like... Oh,
wait, he sent it?
No, he didn't send the Rolex.
Was the straw, you know. It broke the camel's back.
Actually, no, I wouldn't have worn it.
500K ain't enough, but a bust down. Yeah. My lord.
But yeah, no, they do offer you a lot of money. On
wow, blessings, boy. Yeah.
holidays, all of that. But I don't trust them holidays. Yeah.
You see that kind of stuff. I do not trust them on holiday myself.
Someone gonna pay for it. Let's go. Cause I never believed in Jet 2 holidays before. I thought that was a hoax.
Really? What, as
you
in
know
the
that
advert?
Company, Jet 2 yeah, Holidays.
Yeah.
I always thought it was, I only see it
during Love Island. That's it.
It's because it's so cheap.
Yeah.
You know, like you get there and they say, oh, the plane isn't here. Like, they say some stuff.
Where is it?
You know, you have to pay for everything. You have to pay for all your luggage.
You pay
and
for the
luggage.
Fuel that goes in there.
You even have to gas the whole plane up. Everyone has to go and get fuel down the road. You have to go to Texas.
You have to come with your fuel.
Your jerry can. You know, you'd be at checking, they'll be like, where's your jerry can? You're thinking, huh? You're looking around, everyone's got jerry cans. You're like, bro, what's going on, bro?
I'm
not getting a memo, bro. How much is Jet 2 Holidays?
I ain't got fam. No, I bet you, like, if you go on their site, it just looks mad. Like,
it looks cheap. They didn't put cheap. No money into making it.
But do they do like?
Itself looks too cheap. Yeah, I don't know how to explain that.
Do they do like all inclusive? Like, is it like hotel and flight, or is
all
it just like?
Nah, you can get everything.
See, don't say all inclusive like that, because all inclusive is serious business.
Yeah, yeah, all inclusive.
That's they give you a wristband when you land.
You could drink all you want, bro.
Yeah.
Anytime.
This all inclusive of hotel and flight. It's not all inclusive. That's hotel and flight. That's different flight. Stuffs. You know.
Hey, yeah. I need to check it out. Shout out Jet 2 Holidays, man.
Send us the bag, bro.
Send us the bag, and man will show everybody.
Show everybody.
That is a
bag
real thing,
bro.
Trust me.
Until then, you I'm telling like everybody that. We bring jerry cans to board your plates, bro. Fuck that, man. Sometimes slander them in the
game. I'm on that, you know. I'm sticking up these brands by gunpoint. I tell them you got to gas the plane up, you know.
Jerry can airline.
Just.
I'm on to them, but
I'm with it.
Question though,
I'm with it.
What side of you, like, do you have bodily pains and aches and pains?
No, not often. Why?
What side of your body hurts more? Or do you notice yourself off balance?
No.
Like, you don't like
just walking and.
No, like, are you perfectly aligned? Like,
no.
Do you need a chiropractor? Probably.
100%.
Wait, how do I sit?
When I'm driving, I think I lean to the left when I'm driving.
Lean to the left?
Yeah.
So you're closer to the gear stick, basically.
Yeah, but obviously I rest on the armrest thing. Yeah. And I just kind of.
So your body slowly shift.
Bruv, do you know how we this guy's making it sound mad.
Yeah.
You know, the man is in the posse.
Man's
in the posse while he's in the driver's, bro. You're a badass, bro. He's a badass.
You want to drive a van?
He wants 500 pounds.
Nah, I just lean over onto the armrest and just have my arm on the steering.
A young lean, I hear that.
A young lean.
So yeah, what side hurts more?
I'd assume my
right. Or what side is like?
Weaker.
Not weaker. Like, are you like? Because I've been to a chiropractor like maybe last year or something, and like they always show you an exaggeration of your body. Like, so if you're slightly tilted, they'll show you the exaggeration. So they say your body
is doing
your skeletal system is like that, innit? So do you know what side of your?
I have no idea.
I would probably be
or you
more
think you're perfectly.
No, I don't think so.
No, do you know what? If I do this, I could tell leaning this way
hurts more.
So hurts more. Yeah. Like, I can't go as far this way. Yeah. I can go pretty much all the way this way. But
I think it's my right, you know.
Yeah,
my right.
So,
yeah. I think it'll be my right.
So it's your right?
Yeah.
It's all your rights?
Yeah, it'll be my right.
It's my right as well. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I was...
Dominant arm or...
No. I saw somebody walking, and the right shoulder was... just was a noticeable exaggeration. I was like... when did it get like this? One thing that I've always just been thinking is obviously the iPhone finished our posture.
Because
your head is always down. And it ruins, you're supposed to have a tilt in your neck. Like, supposed to, the exaggeration again, supposed to be like that. Your spine is supposed to be curved,
not straight,
but we're always hunching over, looking down at our phones. Yeah. That's finishing our posture. But then I also thought, we could be in an alternate reality.
So somewhere else, somebody's left is
not
our left side is basically somewhere else in this.
In someone else.
No.
What are you saying?
Let him explain. Let him explain.
So half our body's in another world. Yeah.
I need him to land.
Our whole body is. Don't worry.
Prepare it.
Our whole body is
I'm
hair.
Getting a jerry can, bro. Yeah. So does everyone believe in alternate realities?
I do, yes.
To a certain degree.
Nah.
I feel like, yeah, there must be somewhere I go when you know when like you've done like balloons or something like that? Like,
she's been into the moon.
No. I did that shit like once or twice and I said never again. I felt like I was actually having an out-of-body experience.
Okay. What, from balloons? Like,
yeah. I promise you that.
Balloons are just laughter though.
No, it's not laughter. It's different.
What?
It's different.
Right. What happens when you do balloons? Just laugh, bro.
But you don't feel
obviously
like,
you feel like lightheaded, but I don't get no mad out of body experience.
But you don't feel a bit.
No, you feel a bit light.
Yeah.
Lightheaded, and you feel a bit light, but like I close my eyes and I laugh, and that's it.
No, okay. I close my eyes and I feel like what? Like this is exactly my thought process. I'm here. Say if we were doing balloons together, I'll be like, oh my God, you're doing the balloon, and now you're doing the balloon. Which basically means that you must be doing the balloon in another galaxy different to mine. But your universe, you will never do the balloon the way I would do the balloon because your body's not the same atoms as mine. And
she said atoms. You're done at it.
This was off one balloon.
This is off one balloon. And I'll be like,
the shit lasts like 10 seconds, you know?
Bro, no. Somebody laced your balloon, bro.
My God.
It doesn't matter who my vendor is. Like, it's the same.
The vendor.
Thought process. That
vendor.
And the last thought is always,
On mic.
No.
No, on
mic. Oh, sorry.
He said, no, I'm going to about this vendors, okay? No, I've had enough. I saw an alternate reality. She said, no.
No, I'm saying, yeah, like the last thought process is like, so basically at this point, at one point, I'm going to have to show this moment to God and I have to explain what I'm doing.
All in 10 seconds.
I promise you, this is my whole thought process when I'm
that's
doing
this. Mad.
And it never changes.
You believe in alternate realities? Or universes, same thing, really.
It might be more of the definition.
So do you not think there's another you somewhere else? Same age.
Do you not believe in deja
vu? Just going through life differently.
I believe in deja vu.
Yeah.
But I don't believe in... there's another me.
You don't.
Like, I don't believe there's another me. I think there's just somebody maybe like me somewhere, but I don't believe there's another me.
But deja vu doesn't it mean like when you've lived
something
that,
before? Lived
it. Yeah, that's what they say. That's another form of an alternate.
No, but doesn't deja vu only happens like 5 seconds before you see it and then it happens again, like immediately?
No.
What's deja vu?
Not the way my deja vu happens.
What deja vu do you
have? When I have deja vu, I'm just experiencing something and I'm like, I've seen this somewhere before.
Yeah.
And I didn't see it 5 seconds before. Yeah, I might have dreamed it and didn't remember it. But either way, I've seen this
so
before.
So what do you call it when you see it
a premonition.
So why isn't the other one a premonition?
Because it feels like you're actually reliving the moment. Actually, I guess it's
technically
the same thing.
By that definition, yeah.
I would call yours a premonition and mine deja vu.
No, because usually in the films, which is what we have to go on, when you have a premonition, it's usually, that's a raven. Mm. She doesn't have it days before. She has a premonition.
No, she sees into the future.
She sees into the future, though.
Is that not clairvoyant?
Yeah, I guess clairvoyant? That is. Yeah, I think
but
that's
in the Matrix... There's a clip where the cat shivers and then it's like it shivers again and then he goes, oh, deja vu.
Yeah.
So by your definition, that's deja vu. But when I have deja vu, I've seen it sometime. I can't remember when I've seen it.
Yeah.
And then I'm in it and I'm like, I feel like I've done this before.
Do you know what? Every time I'm feeling deja vu, like I feel like...
You're catching it.
Let me try to remember.
He's gonna move
what's
it.
What's gonna happen next?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And I can never remember.
Can't catch it like that.
But there's times where
I can never do it.
You'll now move your leg a little bit. I said, I knew it. I fucking knew it, bruv.
Nah. Oh, it says deja vu is about dreams.
That's what I reckon it is. I reckon you dreamed it.
Oh,
and then it's happened. That's what I genuinely reckon it is.
But I reckon that's where even I get into the whole
alternate reality.
Alternate reality.
Oh no, sorry, that was something else.
What was that?
That was deja, this is French, deja vevi, R-E-V-E. And then deja vu is already seen. So you saw it and it happened again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the first one is you dreamt it.
And then it happened.
Yeah. So you just felt like, bro, I dreamt this. But I try to have dreams about what I want to happen.
Yeah.
Just to
Dream it into existence, speak it into existence. Yeah, yeah.
Every existence, we're just going to predict.
I always used to try and dream about, like on a Friday, I would always dream about football and like how I want to play the next day.
The next day. I would try to control it. So you was going to say something.
I was going to say the alternate, alternate realities. Sometimes what I used to think deja vu was me experiencing what that person had already done. So say, for example, there's another me somewhere, but they're ahead of me in the future. No, I'm not going to kill this one. But anyway, so they're in the future and then they've lived this already and I'm now here and I'm living it as well. That's what I used to think it was.
What, alternate realities?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I used to think it was as well. But yeah, there's different definitions.
Yeah, I got both of the ones you said is what I normally think.
So that's that's why I want to everyone in general, because if how comes you can have different definitions, but when Fred decides,
what do you have different definitions for?
Said, I'm an idiot, basically.
I never
for
said what? That. No, what?
She said you chat shit.
Yeah, she did say that.
Well, first time you meet someone, you chat shit. People are rude to podcasters, you know. Because you listen to man for 2 hours a week, you could just come meet me and then say, you chat shit.
You probably didn't want to say that for a long time, innit?
Yeah. The disrespect is mad. Man is a human, bruv. And first time I love the podcast. You chat shit sometimes, bro. Because you click play, bruv. You think you can just disrespect me like that?
You know how many DMs I get? Oh, the winter. Bro. I've seen it, bruv.
No, at the point, I was like, no, this guy's finished.
You see,
I'm
going to tell you about the cake and eat it too. And this is why people are pissed. This is why I'm smarter than everybody.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you about the iPhones and all alternate realities. I'll get back to the right side. So obviously, last week I spoke about your cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
Put it on the timeline. There was three different definitions. Some people say, yeah, because it's in the fridge. Yeah, because you can't eat it and have it too. You can't have it and eat it too. Mm-hmm. And then someone was like, oh no, the saying is, you can't have your Kate and Edith too. So I'm like, no one knew the fucking original
Kate and
saying.
Edith. Like two women.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah,
this is why.
I saw that as well.
No one can chat to me because everyone is wrong.
No,
bro.
But I think that person made it up.
No, but bare people are saying it. Like,
what? That's the original.
No, the thing is, either way, there's four different things that are coming at me.
Yeah.
So you can't all be right. So
whoever's
why am I
right? But I just found it funny that you didn't understand.
No, but how? Yeah.
Four people
understand it differently.
Wait, do you understand?
So everyone's wrong.
Well,
you can't have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you?
It's like, explaining is different.
It's fine. No, you've got the helmet anyway.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
It's actually his.
You have it soon. Don't worry.
Go on.
Oh fuck. So you can't have your cake and eat it too.
Yes.
So. Repeated the question.
Yeah.
I used to do that in exams.
Yeah, exactly. Go on.
It's a 2-mark question.
Okay. So it's saying that you can't have everything. Fuck, just give me the helmet.
I'll take the helmet. How can
there be four different answers, but I'm the wrong one that says fuck it, the same shit.
No, I never said
you're
wrong for that.
Because do you know what? Do you know the one I actually like? It's the Kate and Edith too.
That's a sick one.
I actually prefer that one than the stupid cake and eat it too. Bro.
Yeah, you can't have your Kate and Edith.
How would you describe the saying though? Like,
like you can't have two women.
That's Kate and Edith. But cake and eat it is as if the cake can't exist if you've eaten it.
Yeah.
That's all
it's trying to say. You know what's so funny? That's what it's trying to say.
Yeah, you might as well. Yeah.
It means what you think it means. Yeah, but that's what like.
Oh, that's the original.
That's the saying. But that's the saying. What you interpreted is correct.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So that's what it's saying.
Things change over time. So if the saying was originally Kate and Edith too, then it became Kate and eat it too. Why can't now evolve it again?
Go on.
I evolved it last week. You can't eat your cake twice.
Yeah.
Well,
you did.
That one actually makes sense. I actually said that's cold.
Yeah.
What's funny is
you can't have two women is what it's saying.
No, no. You can. Yeah, you can have two women.
You can have two
women. What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's unfair, bro.
You got one man.
That's just selfish.
You're childish.
That's why you're all taken.
we was in the car, yeah? And Holmes was basically talking about, you can't have your cake and eat it. Too, yeah, and then he was like, I didn't get it. And I was like, no, but why don't you get it? And he said,
who?
Oh, I didn't get it.
A lot of people didn't get it.
But you know what's funny? What was funny is how he said he did understand it, yeah? It's because he said, Yasmin said it, yeah, and she paused in between it. So then he got it. Because he said in one sentence, she said, you can't have your cake and eat it. It's like, but I can. But he said, you can't have your cake and eat it too. For some reason, that pause.
Oh, yeah, I hear it.
He said, yeah.
And nah, to me, that's like.
He said, the pause made him snap. He said, oh. But what's funny is in the car I got it. I was like, okay, I get out of pool. Kind of is like, but the cake is here, and then you're eating it. But it's funny because he said no, she paused, and he's probably like, no, Yasmin said it different. I was like, how? And he just said the same thing, bro. I was like, but I got it though. The pause, I get it.
Fair.
And then
the enunciation.
So, reality. In terms of yeah, so boom. Yeah. Just theories in general or concepts.
Mm-hmm.
Theories and concepts. It is what it fucking is. It's a theory.
Exactly.
And it's a concept.
Yeah.
So I'd like to propose a new one.
Go on.
Okay.
The reason your body hurts is either because of iPhones.
Yeah, go on. I like it.
Or we're in an alternate reality where everyone's right side hurts in this reality. But in another one, everyone's fine.
But that's if.
Yeah, but what's the correlation? Though? No, like why?
With what? That's if you believe in alternate realities, or you can take my other one that everyone's body's just done out here because of iPhones.
Yeah, but what did the iPhone do?
Well, our posture, we're just hunched over, so it's just ruining our bodily alignment.
That one I can make sense of. But I'm saying, what if I had said not wrap my right, but I'd said my left?
But you didn't.
But there's going to be other people that are going to say they're left.
I've done a study. Everyone said they're right.
You said, yeah, but you've done a study.
The population, the sample population is four people.
Yeah.
Four people.
I'm not going to ask the other two because they'll skew my data. Yeah.
They'll change it and say my left.
Yeah.
But what if both sides hurt?
That's not the case. I did my survey.
How long have we got?
The results
are in.
We've
got an hour and a half left, yeah? Do you want to pull it on thing?
What?
On Twitter? What a poll.
All right.
I don't know if people understand the question.
I'll just put what side characters. Of your body hurts more, left or right?
Yes. Mm. Yeah. Cool. Put that on Twitter.
Or tends to hurt.
And see, and yeah.
And at the end of this, we'll see.
We just need to remember that.
We'll try and remember. If not, it'll be in next week's. Or we'll be on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter.
Man came
Instagram,
to the conference with two theories, bruv. He said, that one don't work. I got this one too.
He said, one second.
iPhones have made our bodies done out here.
Listen, and then we spoke. What else did we do last week? The private island. Now, I Googled it.
How much a private island is?
Roughly 1 to 3 million for a decent size.
1 to 3
capacity
million.
Capacity of 100
there's
people.
There's actually a lot of them, you know.
We could have been halfway there if you got your 500 worth. Bags. You could have had that.
That's what I'm trying to round some people
close.
Up. We put our money together and we buy an island.
How much? How
100 many? People.
We've got a major people? Stakeholder.
Yeah.
To get how much input? How much in?
But 100 people in one.
However much
these 100 people have, we'll buy whatever island we can afford.
If I'm buying an island, I want me, myself, and I. Like,
do you have a meal?
That's selfish. Huh? That's
no, not yet.
You could have been close. Right, she's gonna go into the drafts today. The draft that's like, I accept. Is she just gonna click send, bro? Send.
My neighbors.
You know, that contract didn't have an expiry.
If I see you with a Rolex, I'm telling you, I know what happened.
You know what I mean?
I know what happened.
No, just look the other way. Mind your business.
If you take a next picture like this,
tag is an alternate reality. You know.
I'm living different now. So, Wait,
so
what's the time on that?
Is
it hour and a half?
No, this is 54 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. I was about to say, only half an hour. We haven't done an intro.
Yeah, I was just literally about to say before you get into that, we should actually get an intro in. Nice, baby show. My name is Temi Alchemy.
I'm Santana Fred.
Alternate reality Fred.
And we got a house in the shooter, nigga.
Bang. No. Kang.
That's a kangaroo.
What does that mean?
It's bang backwards.
Would it be nag or something?
You don't know.
You know, like, you should have just said it was, you know, in Batman comics where they write kaboom.
Yeah. Nigga, overseas, underseas, or God in him, or the name of God. Is my nigga VP in the cut? That's a scary sight.
Yo.
And we could have had a half a million there in the hat now.
Oi.
We got this in the house.
Up. Shout out you, Mish.
All of the rats you coming through.
And it's a pleasure to be here.
And these are some fresh whites. Like, where did you get that?
Those are hard to come by.
This
you know?
Is actually a brick right now. Like,
that is really
you got
a brick
on your foot, fam.
You get that?
I can't lie to you. I always get the junior ones. They're always there.
You're good.
The junior ones. Yeah. Did they change the price of the junior ones?
Maybe like, I think by £5-10.
Ah, so how much are they now?
I have no idea. I can't lie. I just tapped.
She said, I just throw it in the bag.
Sorry. All right.
But I know
why she don't need the 500
just
bags.
Because she has the money. She actually has it.
Please.
That's what we didn't actually ask. We didn't ask how much does she have now?
No, I already know she can afford.
She said no to 500 bags.
No.
I am broke. I am broke. Okay. I am B-R-O-K.
No. Broke people take 500 bags when it's offered.
Trust me. A broke person.
You're doing fine.
Rich in spirit.
You're rich in spirit.
No, no, Christian.
Blood of Jesus.
Amazing, sweetie.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So, if you had a private island, you just want to be there on your own?
Yeah, I actually do. Fuck
no
my kids.
Friends.
Fuck my husband. Like, I just want to be by myself.
But what I'm saying is,
that's very boring.
Is it uprooting?
What?
We could all uproot
and go live on a private island.
Oh, like,
Hundred of us.
Was it Nelly that has his own, like, actual community? Like, he bought all the houses for his relatives.
Mm.
I think it's Nelly.
Maybe I don't know.
I've heard of Nellyville or something like that. I don't know if it's...
Oh, was Nellyville a real place?
That was the name of the album.
Nah, I don't know if that was real. Nah, I don't think so.
Definitely the name of the album.
That was the name of that album.
I'm pretty sure he actually took all his family there.
What, Nelly and Kelly? It's Dilemma.
Dilemma. You thought that was his actual house?
Yeah, that's the beginning.
No, no, scratch that. But I'm pretty sure he did like a little documentary.
I'm gonna Google it for you, just for the sake of it.
Nellyville. That's definitely the album.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, I looked at it and I was like, nah, we could round up 100 people and get a meal.
But would you want... Do you know 100 people? That you'd actually want to be in an island with?
I know 100 people that I don't want to be in London with.
You know?
I'm in this London with millions of people.
Yeah.
What's wrong with an island with a select few of the 100? I'm cool with these. The island will be big enough.
Nah, that's anarchy. That's anarchy.
Anarchy how?
100 people, someone's going to kill someone.
Yeah.
So 100%.
And I'm not going to lie to
Why?
You.
Why?
How does the
there's no rules.
Work? Yeah.
So how would you just kill someone?
Because that's what people do when there's no rules, bruv.
That's very true.
But
people will result to
people,
madness.
You people
watch,
kill.
You watch Walking Dead.
Crime comes in poverty.
Mm-hmm.
And we're poor, trust me.
Why are we poor?
When we're on an island, we're poor. We ain't got nothing. We got no entertainment.
There's no back work.
You know how many podcasts we have to do, bruv, to entertain
the
whole island?
No, you live there. We don't need. When the sun goes down, it's nighttime.
Yeah.
That's it.
Bro,
but what?
There's fish.
It's in the ocean.
Are you going to be a fisherman?
I'll be a fisherman.
It's gonna end up being like prison. It'll end up being like prison.
It literally.
We'll develop some mad cultures, like, just because of the environment that we're in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man will just start saying, "Bruv, I can't catch fish. I'm eating him. I'm eating him.
Yeah.
I can catch him.
Yeah.
Why am I fishing, bruv? Man's facts. In the ocean with a stick,
bro.
Trying to throw it into the...
I'm
just
going
to
stab
him.
With an ankle missing.
Gone.
Do you know what I mean?
I feel like it's ownership as well. And I don't even know 100 people I trust enough to own an island with and share it with.
Couldn't
a
man
know?
Just take one by
That's
storm
too many
and
opinions.
Just land somewhere? You know what I mean?
We probably could.
If we had boats, we could probably sail to an island and just
and
be
just
like,
say
okay,
it's us.
Okay,
squatter's right.
So should we get a boat then?
A boat.
Should we get a boat?
I mean, it's cheaper than an island, but like, can you swim?
That might be a cheap alternative. Get a boat.
Just in case you fall off the boat.
You got a life jacket.
Okay.
Are you guys
enough.
Not scared of the sea, though?
I am. That's why I'm asking, can you swim?
That far out, yes.
Hell yeah.
If there's an island there to be claimed, let's go.
Nah.
What did Columbus do?
You're not finding me anywhere.
That
near
is
the
what
sea.
Columbus did.
What did Columbus what? Do?
He
what?
Just went to America and claimed it. He said, "This is America."
Didn't they kill people to do that shit, bro?
Yeah.
But if there's no one to kill on empty. If there's no one to kill on the island, we could.
Yeah, but you'd have to search the whole island first.
All right, so what if man gets to the island, yeah? No. Man's made this whole plan. We got on the boat. Everybody's there. We're ready. Yeah. We get there and there's people there, bruv.
Go to the next one.
No, there's actually where I'm pretty sure there's a website where they can actually... You can actually buy it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a website where you can actually buy it.
Did they DM you as well?
They said, "Do you want an island?
You want an island?"
Yeah, it's just our OnlyFans. I'll give you an island.
I'll ditch the island. Hey! I know some uncles.
What the hell? An island, bruv. Like, it would be cold, but it's like camping. I wouldn't mind camping for like 2-3 days. After a while, I'm like, bruv, take me home, bruv.
Yeah.
I used to love camping.
I want
to
go.
Yeah.
We should actually go.
Yeah, so you want to get back home to these bills, is what you're saying?
Not even necessarily back to these bills, but like, it's I'm trying to go the bills. Civilization.
If you had your circle around you, how many friends you got? Give me a ballpark number.
Friends? Like... I would say like 8 to 10.
And then add your family members, but yeah, another 8 to 10. 16. Took them 16 people to this island with you. Plus, Dennis is 16, my 16, Mish 16. Couple more 16s. Make a hot track. And go to this island. What were you saying?
It would be lit for a bit, but I'm telling you, bruv. You know what happened?
This is
you know,
Afro Nation.
What
if
you need
had
to understand,
to live at Afro Nation, I would not be happy.
If we had what?
Had to live at Afro Nation.
What, as in Portugal? Yeah, but
Afro Nation. Because imagine how Afro
Nation. Forget
Port
Amount, just Afro Nation.
But in fact, Afro Nation's even too far because they had food. We won't even have the food. We'll actually have to start our own importing system.
No, exactly, all of this stuff.
But imagine,
we're not getting involved with
how
we're not,
lit
listen,
Afro Nation bro, was. But if know, that was listen, every day,
do you know? Do you know how many civilizations there are out there that don't have import?
Yeah.
Import.
Import export.
Import.
Never leave it. Otherwise, you'll keep
how
it.
Many there are out there with
yeah,
your
that's
piece.
True. There's
and they're
that
still
live
alive.
Like that.
Yeah. Listen,
I get it, but I've lived this life now. I don't want to go and live that.
You
life.
Can't take me to that kind of thing where man has to build civilization, bro.
I
just
want
to be civilized, bro.
Like a weekend, a month.
Civilize me, bro.
Okay. Let's buy the island and rent it out.
To who? Oh my goodness. But technically,
like somebody,
what?
You know, they even made any infrastructure.
Listen, you know, the Maldives is sinking.
Is it?
Yeah, they're going to need a new Maldives soon.
Rent an island to Maldives.
No, we can buy the island for cheap now.
And Maldives might come knocking.
Yeah.
Like, you know what's funny? If someone's listening right now and they're like,
oh shit, that's a sick idea.
Because I'm not going to do it.
Do you know what? That's like registering
the domains and all that kind of stuff. Man are trying to register nike.co.ek. Hoping that one day EK is the shit.
Fat EK, you know? Nah, somebody told me like they're going to start registering fruits, bro. Because there's apple, there's been
mango might go extinct.
There was orange before.
What, as in like somebody registered these?
No, like these are brands. Apple's a brand.
Oh, right,
a brand. Like, right. Just start registering fruits. Eventually,
and you can own a color as
some
well.
Company is gonna need that fruit name.
Nah, but the thing is, man would just pick a different thing to name it, bro.
People own colors. Someone owns the color blue.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember Chris Rock talking about it, but
they own the color blue, bruv.
He said it as an example to show there's people that are rich, like the family that owns the color blue. But someone must own something.
I'm thinking, how do you get paid off owning the color?
Do you know colors are hex codes? You know, like on the computer, it's a hex code. So even there'll be so many different types of blue. You know, like, you have to even license. Like,
yeah,
you have to license test.
That's true.
License
I know colors. Audi has, like, a Nardo grey. That particular grey, they call it, they've named it. So you can own it. But in terms of being paid for it, I don't know.
You have to,
How does trademarking actually work?
If somebody uses your shit, they have to pay you for it, basically. Yeah. Or you can claim.
It depends. There's different things that you can trademark and that you can't. I can't remember all of it, but it's like there's certain things you can't trademark. Like, oh, when we was doing the trademark for this, just in case any of you niggas think that you can try and take our shit, man's up on it.
Have you trademarked the show?
But you can't, you can't trademark like is it like a description of something? So there's certain things that it might be in your name, but you can't trademark it because it sounds like a description. So it's like you can't make that a trademark because somebody else can have that as a description of something else.
Okay.
So yeah.
Yeah. But we're not going to this island.
Nah. And you know what it is? Yeah. I want to
go for a few days, not a week, maybe even a month.
I'd actually
go for the month.
I'd help you invest in it and then make a resort. And then we rent it out. That's what I feel like would be smart.
It's a flex.
But not to actually live in there myself. I feel like
Do you know what it is? It's a flex. It's just a flex. It's just a thing of I've got an island.
Simple plumbing.
I'm telling you,
it's
not
a flex. I don't need it. It's a revenue stream income.
Income. Yeah. But the what's it called? The amount of investment isn't just the initial 10K each person is going to be putting in or whatever, because then you got to think about plumbing, building houses.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to lie. Bro. If man's on an island, I'm not doing plumbing, fam.
Fam.
I'll
do the plumbing.
I'm shitting in the ocean.
We've also talked about just the money just to get the island, but then it's going to cost us money to actually build this. And this is too much.
Build but that depends island, if you want to build, though. Huh?
You have to build. You know, there's nothing on the island.
Friends man's sleeping like, on
you're
the
going,
sand.
You're leaving civilization to go and build another place to work.
Yeah.
It's true. Right. Unless you're right.
Because he was talking about wiping his bum with a leaf. Okay, but that's what he was on.
If you shit in the ocean,
yeah.
Is your bum under or above the water?
Depends how I feel. Depends how I feel. Man, I never had splashback from the ocean before. That's a flex.
And are you facing the island or away from the
island? Nah, I'm facing the island. My Nash is facing the ocean.
Oh, so you're looking at us.
Otherwise, I'm shitting on the sand, fam. Yeah. If you're looking at me, you're weird, fam.
Do you know what?
I'm looking for who's looking, innit?
Huh? My dog actually does that. Like, he'll turn his head and just, like, be looking at man. Like,
yeah, fam. What's you, man?
See what
you
taking
man?
The shit?
Because you're vulnerable, fam. You're vulnerable. Yeah. You need to know man. But I couldn't do it because also, you don't know how. Like, look, I saw one video, of Big Brother back in the day. Their man, they were losing it, bro. Like, it was real, man. Yeah. Man were arguing over plates, like, bro, like, that and these men had food. Though. And all they said you got like 10 cigarettes instead of 20. Man's lost it. A man is saying, I'm not fucking losing. We don't need chicken. We need fucking cigarettes. He's buying all this shit. Like, man, I'm going mad. So imagine, man, you know me as me that lives in London, like me and civilization, bruv. After day five, bruv, I don't know who I am, bruv. Yeah. It might be Castaway, bruv. By my way, I'm just, And you know it's gradual. It'll just be, and they'll be like, yeah, what's going on, Fred? You cool? Just Tourette's. You never know.
You
don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what I'm going to be like 6 days into that thing, bruv. You might not want to be with me anymore.
Jeez. No, I'm talking about like actually looking at people and like, oh my God, I don't want you. Do you know what I mean?
No, ones. Man just turned weird. Oh, bruv, did you see that? What? Oh, nothing. Just run off. Like, bro, my friend's losing it. You know what's going on?
Like, you know, I'll just do it on purpose. Like, just scared.
I can't let me and my brother do that to each other all the time. We'll be like, oh, did it bite?
I'll just be in trees funny. And jump
he
out.
You said you and your brother do it. You see that 500 back? You see my OnlyFans?
But you said you used to be a wedding planner, innit?
Yeah.
How much are those?
What was the most expensive wedding you planned?
Yeah.
Oh, 1 mil.
Ooh, at the demographic.
A whole million.
Who's the audience?
I can't say it right. I want to say it's like a...
NDAs and that.
No,
she just doesn't know the words to say.
Like, it's in Yoruba, I think.
Oh, so they were like, Nigerian.
No, they were on you.
Oh, Oyibo.
Okay, cool. So
cool.
I'm preparing for my Nigerian prince. But they were white. Okay, cool. So
what's the South African word for it?
Yeah. What's the South African word for white people? For white men.
Skewer.
You know when you say skewer. White man, that's the.
Sounds interesting when you say it like that.
White man.
Yeah. Like, it seemed like struggle came from it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like the white man. You know what I mean? Yeah,
you know what a Pocahontas vibe? Yeah. There are white men coming. Just on violence, bro.
Oh my God. Yeah, so yeah, alright, a meal. So what did that actually look like? Like, beautiful. How many guests were in there?
Like, when I say it was one of the most fun weddings I've ever had to plan, because more time over, budget, the best, budget list. Yeah, it was like, oh, so we're gonna import this wine from France. Do you want to try it? It was like, oh no, I trust it. It's fine. Mm. Okay, the glasses are gonna come from Italy. They're handmade. Do you want us to engrave anything? It's fine. Just cash it in. Mm. I said, do you not want to see the price? Because we do a price list. Mm. And you'd be like, do you want to see the price list at the end of the list? No, it's fine. Just write the check. And bear in mind, we weren't even dealing with the actual groom himself. We were dealing with his assistant. And then his assistant had another assistant who was also helping us. It was actually mad. And I just remember sitting there, I was thinking, I need money.
Manager's employing people.
I said, no.
Assistant has an assistant.
And you know what?
To assist.
Do you know what? Yeah, okay. So basically, right. So when it comes to the bill, so obviously, we charge for the service that we've provided.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, there's like a fixed service charge. But what we used to do was actually add more to that.
Of course.
You know, because
he's got a meal, bro. Charging different.
Some clients, you just dash a little thing. Just
of course. You don't care.
Just hope for the best. They didn't notice shit. I think we like maybe put 10K more.
Oh, that was rough.
Yeah. I know the argument, should we put 30?
Yeah. Someone said, bruv, he won't notice. I swear on my life. He's got it. You won't notice.
I hate them ones when they say yes straight away.
Straight away.
I'm like, fuck, I could have asked for more, bruv.
I know. Like,
at least neg me down, bruv.
And at the end of it, because we had like chefs to actually come. Yeah. And cook at the venue. So they had their own personal chefs at there. And then you could literally request, what's it called? A la carte? Mm. I think when you actually request what you want at the table. So obviously it was a bit of madness. So at the end of it now, the groom's happy, the bride's happy, she's crying. And then the mother of the bride was so sweet, but she was a pain in the ass. Because she basically feel like you're your servant kind of thing. So like any little thing, part of my job description. My job is done. The wedding is done. Why am I getting you water? I'm not in a rude way, but it's just I've hired servants to go and give you the water, but you want me now to pack. I said, you know what? It's fine. Let me sit my black ass and just do it. I gave it to her at the end. She was like, you feel so helpful. She's literally crying tears. Mm. I'm thinking, thank you so much. She's like, here's a grand. And I was thinking, yo.
Here's a grand.
That's when I said money must
Did she give it in cash?
Cash.
Why she even
they
got
give
a grand
everyone
on it?
The chefs, the servants, like from the cleaner, everybody.
I'm in the wrong industry,
bro. With a good
you
amount.
Know what's funny? Because you
that's
know, like
one time, more time it's like 50, 100, like it's
yeah,
small,
yeah.
Small,
but that is yeah. That's crazy.
But that one was like, that's a bit mad.
That's crazy.
And the first couple of people remember, oh, he's giving a grand, you know. You know, you're thinking, is it?
I want to book the
everyone,
new
iPhone. Yeah.
Maybe go stand there.
You know, you're trying to strategic positioning, isn't it? You're starting to stand around them.
But you know what I've also noticed? It's so true what they say, that the people that. So they were the richest clients we've had.
Yeah.
And let's say like, I'm not going to say poor, but just the less budget. Mm. They were so high maintenance. Like they literally stressed me like they were going to pay me a meal after this.
Yeah. But you better maintain this, bruv. Yeah. You better stretch this work, man.
Listen, we
can only do this once,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Get it
then,
right.
Man, if it goes wrong, we'll renew our vows next year.
Yeah, it's fine. But this is it. This is actually
straight. Man's employing you, but man's saying I could have planned it myself, you know. Mm-hmm. Straight. Maintain this wedding.
But that also made me realize that weddings are actually not that deep. No, they're deep, don't get me wrong. Maybe because I'm not in that. It's not me who's getting married. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was like some magical thing, like some Disney, like the Prince Charming, he's got glistening eyes. And I said, you know, it's not that deep. Like,
you was at work though.
Huh? No, but I'm a hopeless romantic. Like, I love, and I love the idea of people being in love.
Mm.
But actually looking at the wedding, I was like, no, I'm not feeling it. But maybe it's just, like you said, I was at work.
Yeah, you was at work, you had to show up. You was on shift.
Like, I was actually not stressed.
Everybody else was enjoying, bro. Everyone's turning up.
I went to an Indian wedding a few weeks ago.
I still ain't been to an Indian wedding.
And it was, no, I think
that's
this
a
is
bucket
my, this,
list
I've been to an
the one like years ago, and it was a Indian lady and Jamaican man. Mm. That was called The Guy That Rode In On A Boat.
Big boat.
No small boat.
Yeah.
Then I went to a fully Indian one, yeah? And I deeped it that I can't cut corners on the camera crew.
No.
Why?
Yeah.
I was down for this iPhone thing.
What? What, for your wedding day?
This guy's mad.
I would have taken Snapchats. I would, bro,
Snapchat, fam, on the Samsung
too. It tells me I just got a notification the other day, 5 years ago, hit memories. Bro, it's there for life, bro.
It's in the cloud.
Because it's in the cloud.
It's in the cloud.
Because, yeah.
I'm never gonna watch back my wedding.
I'm not gonna do
you
it.
Say
there's
now,
nowhere to
will.
Where are we gonna watch? I don't have a cassette player.
It's not gonna be on cassette, bro.
I don't have a DVD, bro. I don't have DVD player.
No, you can get on USB.
I know, but you think I'm gonna lose it?
You won't.
Even if I don't lose it, my laptop doesn't take USB. So now I gotta get the extension.
Yeah, I hear you.
And then, do you think I'm actually gonna watch it?
Do you know what? Yeah, you'll probably watch it back once, just because you need to watch it. What you receive?
Nah, you'll watch it, fam.
The only time I watch it is maybe the day after, just to see what everybody else was up to.
Yeah,
but it gonna be on Instagram.
I don't need to read those memories.
The way they edit it is so nice. Like, I feel like, especially when you do them, like, grooms or the brides, or do you have a message for the bride?
I want to hear the raggedy vocals. I want to hear man shouting behind the camera. Like,
do you guys have big weddings or small?
You've done yours.
I've done mine. No, I did a small wedding. Very, very small. I do my traditional. I'm trying to run off on the plug, man. I'm not trying to do the white wedding.
The pictures look nice.
Yeah. There was a photographer there. That's all that matters. You got an album.
That's actually all that matters.
And then the video took ages to come, but that came in the end.
And how many times have you watched it?
I've watched it once, but I've only been married, 2 years?
Yeah,
so it's
trust
like,
me.
Shit's not on the rocks.
Nah, it needs to be.
When shit's on the rocks, you need to go watch that video, bro.
I need the full length
and the cut down.
Yeah.
When you're on the wedding day, like, how did it feel?
This is long.
So, but that spark I'm talking about, like, you felt it though when you looked at it.
Nah, I wanted it to be over. The day symbolizes something beautiful, but you that's there, you're the entertainer.
But that's what I'm saying. That I feel like weddings.
That's girls. You watch too much Disney.
It would be mad if you had an altar and another woman comes out. Now that's fire. Bro, someone else came
that
out.
That is.
You'd be like, what the fuck?
Is it me?
You know me? I'm like.
You just hear, you know, the Stone Cold music. Damn it.
Oh, shit. She came in with two bears. Six, what she said.
As you fuck shit up.
Yo.
It's good.
That would be mad. Yeah. Everyone's getting out the Snapchat.
Bro.
Like, that would be all your missus comes out and it's like, the next you know it's some young Miami something mad comes on and she starts twerking middle of the aisle in the church. That sparks, bro. Happily.
But the thing is, because even when I proposed, you know, like you thought, it's like after you, you're just like, it's over
it's
now.
Done,
it's done.
Yeah.
There's no fireworks. There's no people coming out. I can't catch it. Like, it's just
this is what I'm talking about. I feel like that's what I said. I stopped actually doing weddings because of that. Because I feel like.
Because you sold a dream.
There's no sparks there,
There's no, in life, in general. Mm. Like, every moment that I was told should feel something to me. Mm. Just felt, like he said, it's there. It's done.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I don't know if I need to pray harder. I don't know. I'm being deadly serious.
You,
I said
I'm
to
like
God,
that
like,
for birthdays.
Your
birthday.
Exactly.
Like, my birthday, I really don't care about it. It's a birthday.
Yeah.
No, I like birthdays.
No, my mum made a very big deal about
it. I really don't care about
it. I've never done anything. The last big one was I was 8.
That was what, everyone came after school, oh. Hit the park, played ball. The girls were playing too.
Went back
to the house for the after party. There was a good spread.
Them time there, I remember the easy one. Man had jelly and ice cream, bro. Not cold that. Jelly and ice cream. Oh. You saw that shit sitting in a big bowl. You're thinking we're gonna eat today. You know?
No, my mum used to take us out to different restaurants for our birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the last one.
Jelly and ice cream. Do you know how funny that combination is?
Slapped. McDonald's birthday.
Actually, no, no.
Oh, McDonald's birthday with the balloon.
With the ball piece and the why when they had the one where you could have the
Wait, why did they stop doing that though?
I don't know, man. I bet some kid probably broke their neck.
Exactly, that claimed, and then
that was it. They're probably like, yeah, it's too much hassle.
McDonald's birthday.
It's always a business decision. Whenever a business stops doing something, it's because they were losing money.
Why did we stop paying for birthdays?
What, like, what do you mean?
Like, you know how growing up, like, if it was my birthday and I'm inviting you guys to come to my birthday, I had to pay.
It's because what you want now is
it's expensive. Different. You want to say, let's go Novikov.
Yes.
Come. I'm not paying for you, niggas.
With one person.
I hear you.
Yeah,
but I want to get to the stage in life where I can actually pay again.
Oh, I would love that.
No, no, that would be cool. I've said I want to do it, but every single time I get to my birthday, I'm like, I'm not doing that
shit. I'm not doing that shit.
But I'll just invite whoever I'm going to pay for. A birthday outing is. And especially now that you're at the age where shit's like 100 now to just step out.
Yeah.
I'll be real. I've thought, all right, cool. If I'm going to do it and I'm going to do it with everybody there, if we go to Nando's, cool, I'll pay for everyone. That's cool.
Oh, Nando's. Yeah,
that's all right, man. Like 20, £25 per head. I don't know. I might have like maybe 15.
That's expensive.
It might be, but no, but like 20, if there was to be what, 20 people, 20, four bills.
£12.
Ah, I could have done that.
No, I'm saying that £25 at Nando's, you spent, you like.
You but you know someone's going to rinse it though.
Yeah, corn on the cob, the rice.
You know the shock we're going to be in for when we start going back to Nando's to sit down and eat.
Wow. Yeah, I haven't done that in at least a year and a half.
£20 no more.
Nah,
oh, you think
still,
it's going to be more?
It's still a good price.
Watch.
I went the other day.
Watch when they sneak up on you. When we're out, right now, we're outside.
How much is Nando's now?
It's like £11. But
remember, Nando's used to be £10.
Oh, then mine is different, 15 then.
Oh, but you're Northampton.
Huh? I don't live in Northampton.
Yeah, she just went there. I just went there. Like,
but you know when you go somewhere like that, you live there, man.
You're irresponsible. You knew you were coming here today. You went Northampton.
No, I've been there for a while. Because I literally said I needed a break.
Where are you from, bruv?
Huh?
Enfield.
I said Enfield. I was in Enfield.
Don't worry, they don't listen.
But it's why you're saying I was in Enfield, like you've now left Enfield.
Yeah. Oh, I have. I've left my mom's house.
So where do you live now?
I live in, do you know, like East India, like
Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
This lady's an enigma, bro.
She's a floating.
Nomads. My friend be somewhere.
Traveler,
you know, like up and down.
I used to do, when I was at uni, I was like, half of the week was in my internship and then half of the week was in uni and then my weekends were literally waitressing. And that's I did much. That repeat.
That's too much, man.
Traveling is not too bad.
At some point, just be broke. Nah. Don't worry about working. Just swim in the debt, bruv. Just swim in it, bruv. Nah. Wade into that debt, boy.
Oh, do you know what's mad? Who was I talking? Maybe who was I talking? I think I was talking to this you about this. You know,
why she look hella confused?
No, I know why. But it's a married thing.
Oh, like,
he said this.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, he caught himself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She talked.
Are you addressing, fam?
Yeah.
Like, Miss Santana.
Say my name.
Who is it? Is it Nala and Simba that are brother and sister?
What?
Nala and Simba, boyfriend and girlfriend.
Brother and sister.
They're brother and sister.
Who?
So why did they make it out like they were fucking for each other like that? What?
Wait, who?
That's some...
In a pride, you have one male. Obviously, Scar's there, but that's just for the movie. But Scar didn't shag any of the women.
So it was Mufasa.
Mufasa shagged all of them. So breeded up the whole camp, and then Nala went to buck Simba, but they're
together.
Yeah, but they're brother and sister.
So it's incest in the animal kingdom.
But think about it, it's all incest then.
In the animal kingdom, yeah.
Not in every... With us, with humans, it must be incest.
Oh, if we all came from Adam and Eve.
Yeah, boy and girl, Fam, no, at one
not,
point,
that's not how.
If we all came from Adam, it and has Eve, to have. It's all incest.
Well, Adam, we, as long as we come from man, at some point you had to have fucked your brother or your sister. It sounds mad when you say
that. You see the thing is that.
No, I'm thinking distant cousins.
No, but at some point it was your brother and sister. Somebody had to do it. Maybe you that came around later.
Your brother or sister,
bruv. There's only that's the only way we all came from the same person, bro. So we're all family.
No, but you see the thing with Adam and Eve.
I'm pretty sure that is distant
99,000 degrees of separation. You know what I'm saying? Like Nala and Simba, that's their mum and dad.
Yeah.
That's right there.
But it had to have started there.
That's them. That's that pride.
I feel like you traumatized
Adam and Eve. Yeah, way that's like nice. we've done divided.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what it is? All it is, is that after a couple of people were born, once one of them got married, you now said, this is my dad. Do you get me? Because they now, but that brother and sister had to have done it first. But then after those kids have kids, that's it.
We're here now.
You know what I'm saying? After that, once those kids have kids and that one had kids, now you're getting further away from being brother and sister. But it had to have started with brothers and sisters doing it. Do you get me?
Yeah, but the way you made it sound sounded mad. Like you're gonna sleep with your brother or sister.
Nah,
bro.
The statement was so abrupt.
Yeah,
no, sorry. I was like, whoa, wait, sorry, bro.
You have to do that.
But that's a bit. But who was there looking at the Lion King like that though? Who's analyzing it? You had a cookie, didn't you? You never had an edible.
No.
So you came here to talk to us today about body dysmorphia, huh?
Oh yeah.
Let's get into the meat of it.
So let's
watch
and
the story.
And dieting as well. I'm basically telling people to stop dieting.
Stop dieting.
Like
why?
No, that's not the message that I'm not sure.
No.
I know what you're saying.
That was like a sharp. That was too sharp. But metaphorically speaking, stop dieting. I'm not physically telling you.
What's the metaphor?
Lifestyle.
Change that whole diet, have a lifestyle.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is that this is from my journey, to bear in mind. Like, mm-hmm. For me, I was big at one point, like big, depressed. There was just a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, you know what? Like, let me just try this Chloe Ting workout. And she's amazing, by the way.
That Chloe Ting.
She's amazing. Like, I'm being that she's
major
the real
problem.
Deal.
First lockdown, bruv. Second lockdown. Second, when everybody gained their weight, Chloe Ting was
she took a lot of my weight.
During lockdown, she already big.
I think she had loads of views anyway. You know, fitness, they got bare views anyway.
Yeah.
But during that thing,
50K.
Kg.
I need
50 kg.
Wait. How big were you?
I was like 80, 90 kg. Yeah. I've probably lost a little bit more now. Last time I weighed myself.
Bro, you lost half your weight.
Yeah. But
an 80, 90 isn't crazy huge.
No, but it wasn't like that. Like,
how tall are you as well?
I'm 5'2".
Oh, you small.
Apparently, my BMI, I'm 80, 90 kg, you might have been quite 62, big then. I think, 55. So I'm within my BMI.
Yeah, so how would you lose 50?
So at first, before lockdown started, I was already going gym anyway. But then obviously lockdown happened and I was like, you know, fuck it. Let me just try this Chloe Ting workout.
Mm.
So obviously I went through, before I've tried hers, there was another guy's workout, which was absolute. Some of these are misogynistic as well, but that's like a deeper, as in the way they want your body to be shaped is not actually how. Because if me, I was to do it, and another girl that looks completely opposite, we're gonna end up with two different body shapes. So you can
that
should have been a bit more tailored to. Yeah. But anyway, so I found Chloe Ting, and I was like, this is actually perfect. But during that process, I had to even create my own diet plans because there were certain diet plans that are available. Like, if you go on this now, you can get apps on it. It's so accessible, and I don't think it actually should be like that because more time over people are collecting diet plans that are not tailored to their body. What I found was I was on this crazy diet plan, and I was like, I can't maintain this. Like, this isn't a lifestyle.
But is this a diet plan that you paid for or was available to everybody?
I was saying there's two. So there's one that's available, and there's one that I actually subscribe, and I said, I'm going to pay for this one.
Right. But do you get a personal PT? Because I feel like, in this instance, someone that puts that diet plan out there, it's a generic plan. It's a generic diet plan. But if the PT bucked you and said, okay, I've looked at your body type, your metabolism, all the other factors, this is what you need to be where, and this is what you want to achieve. So here's your plan. Like,
that's what I was saying, that for me, majority of them, you put in your weight. I didn't know much about weight loss anyway. So I was just saying, put in your weight, put in your height. Mm. He gives you a rough estimate of what you're like.
BMI and
your BMI and stuff like that. So then after that, it creates like its own diet plan and be like, oh, you should follow this. So I did. Mm. But when I say it drove me crazy, like crazy, crazy, to the extent where I developed an eating disorder from it.
Damn.
And obviously, like I said, with dieting, I feel like you shouldn't go into even weight loss in general. Yeah. You shouldn't go into it with a different mind. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, if you've got a lot going on, I don't recommend. No, I feel like sort out. Mm. Yeah. I feel like. No, you should. Honestly, she's really good. She was even talking about herself because a lot of people were getting onto her about her diet, but she's actually very, very, very good with it. Mm. But when it came to. Yeah, I was saying before you start your diet and before you actually go on that journey, make sure that you are going in with a clear mind, because sometimes you might not be able to achieve that goal.
Mm-hmm.
And also sometimes when you reach that goal, which is what I found,
you're
still not happy. Do you know what I mean? I've got my gym body. I'm like, okay, I'm fine. Do you know what I mean? But I'm still looking at myself and I'm like, nah, I've actually developed body dysmorphia because I have no idea what my body looks like anymore.
What is body dysmorphia?
It's basically... Oh, I think it said anything to do with how you view your body, basically. So it's like you will see something sometimes that's not actually even there.
Yeah.
Or you might actually, generally don't have no idea what your body looks like.
Mm. I think that's a large percentage of people.
A lot of people, yeah.
Because even, first of all, different mirrors show you different things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, lighting as well.
The gym mirror.
Yo, I'm hench.
Go make your chest and arms look like
them gym lights. I know. Different.
Get home.
Pure looking gym. I don't know what they're doing to the mirror, but I always look skinnier after that workout. I know that. But that's what I said to myself, like, you know what? I'm going to create my own and I'm going to make sure that people know about it. That if you're going to diet, don't just get a PT, get a nutritionist, like, do it properly. Don't go through these avenues that all these influencers telling you that there's tea that is going to help you.
Like, flat tummy tea.
That flat tummy tea is all of that stuff. Just stay away from it because you'll genuinely develop something you didn't even know you had. Mm. Or problems that you thought weren't a problem or something. Actually,
not a problem.
That side back fat that you have is now a problem. It wasn't a problem before. Yeah. You just wanted to work on your tummy. Do you know what I mean?
So how long did it take you? Your journey, like, how long was your journey?
It took me like 9 months, 10
See,
months.
See, that's important to know because people would be.
Oh,
like,
yeah, it wasn't. Because a lot of people.
They'll raise their Instagram and they'll just show you went from that to that. They won't show anything of like when that was uploaded.
I was very transparent because a lot of them thought it's like within a 3 month period. And I said, anyone that's telling you you're going to lose that much weight, even 10 kg.
That's unhealthy. You're just not eating.
You're not eating
There's
at gonna
all. There's going to be something up there still.
But that's what I'm saying. These are the diet plans that. I was on. And I was like, I was losing a lot of weight, but when I came off it for like a day or two, I was like
straight back on.
Fad diets do that a lot.
People
drop the weight and it just come back on.
It's the set weight theory. Basically, your body feels like I'm comfortable at this weight. So just say, for example, you've been 70 kg for years of your life.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you go down, it'll be like, no, I need to go back up. Yeah. So now it starts retaining food more.
As soon as you start eating, it's like, hang on to it.
If you go up, it's like, no, we need to start burning food faster. So you be that set weight sort of around that.
Yeah, around that.
Your body
is
a smart thing, boy.
It is.
Did you, just even if myths begin, like, did you do any surgeries? Is it weight trainers?
Oh, no.
Was not waist trainers, nothing.
No. Although
did you ever
I do
think
get
about
an,
it?
Huh? Surgery, yes.
Yeah.
My friends in Dubai or Istanbul right now getting into BBL. And it's all paid for. Majority of them message you and they tell you like, oh.
We'll do it for you.
We'll do it for free. Yeah. And I do want to do it. But for me, like I said, my branding is all natural. Like being very transparent because a lot of the time, it's hard, man, especially when you are in a society that either deems that small waist or that petite body. Do you get what I'm saying? Because you can't have too much thigh, but have thigh, though. Yeah. You can't have too much ass, but have ass, though. You can't have nothing, do you know what I mean? And you can't have too much breast, because that's a bit mad. But have a little. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like it was just too much. Yeah. And I just, but that's what I was saying, that I feel like the body, the learning to love yourself is something I definitely said. So first
you
of all,
start there.
You're not your body. Your body is just an addict of you. Like, it's not addict. That's not even a word. It's just an add to your who you are, but it's actually not who you are. Who you are is in here and in here. So once these two are fine, which is what I'm saying to do, first get these two correct. Because trust me, if these two aren't correct, when you see that new body, you're not going to know what to do with it. And these people telling you, oh, I got new body and it helped me. It probably did. It boosted your confidence. But you still have those other underlying issues going on. And if you're not careful, some people, it doesn't mix. And that's a very good for them. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
But a lot of people like me, they mixed. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Like mine became, oh, one minute I was dieting. Next minute, you know, I can't eat because I feel like I'm scared to actually eat. If I'm
eating, you're going
to
put
on
weight.
I'm going to put on weight. Exactly. Yeah. Like, there was just so many things going on. And I was just thinking, what's going on? And you know, in an African household, it's like you're too skinny. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Or you're too fat.
All the time.
Too much.
Yeah.
So it's like it's not adding. And you get a lot of variables. And obviously, you have friends who like you at different stages also. I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like some friends will be like,
oh, you look better when you're
like what? You're not going to gym anymore?
Yeah.
Nah, man, you look better when are you thinking what? Swear down. You know, you're like, nah, I just want to come off it for a bit. Like,
you know, you go home, you start looking at your stomach.
I am bad, you know.
Yeah.
But that's man.
So how crunchy. Did you get to that point, where because obviously you said you had body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
But you were at a weight where you were happy with your weight.
Yeah, I was actually looking in the mirror and I knew, it's like at the back of my head, I know that my body's fine. Mm. Even now, I still struggle with it. It's like, I know my body's fine.
Mm. Yeah.
But there'll be days where it's like, but you could do this better. Do you get what I'm trying to say? There's always that need to do better.
Yeah.
And then I was like, but where is this coming from and who am I pleasing? Mm. You know, because really and truly, as long as I'm healthy and I'm well, shouldn't that just be it?
So was it a self sort of journey that got you to that stage?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Anything help you in particular? Or
I think obviously you have to thank God. You know? You have to thank God because you have to take out all the like I said, them friends, your mom, whoever it may be, literally center yourself and say to yourself, all right, cool. You have this body now and you're born with it, you know? You have to remember that you can't now, you can go to the surgeon, you can alter it, but all you can actually choose to accept some of the features that you have. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Oh, do you know a mad one I saw today? Is that camera fine? Yeah, is that still
that
going? Lovely. I saw you can increase your height now.
Oh yeah, did you see that guy? Yeah, I saw
what,
it.
How?
I believe in
it. Tim,
you don't have a problem with my height. I don't have a problem with that. That's a you problem. I'm fine where I'm at. No height dysmorphia.
But what did they do? What did they do?
They just, I'm just going to say, elongate the spine. That's what I'm going
to
say.
But like, apparently you had to walk. Yeah, but apparently you had to walk again though. He had to learn how to walk again.
Oh, is it?
It's a white guy,
that's,
isn't it?
Yeah, that picture. Yeah, I saw it. Mr. Vans posted it. I was like.
He went from like 5-something to 6.
5'2" to like 5'8" or something. Whoa.
It was mad. He stood next to the surgeon.
He grew 15 centimeters.
Yeah, no, it was mad. It looked like a total different person.
Because I've heard Big Sean said that was it Big Sean or Lil Duval? One of them, they said that through like chiropractor.
You could definitely, grew a few inches. You even see when someone's like hunchback.
One thing I will say is there's been a lot of Americans remixing the Wizkid song, Essence.
Yeah.
But Lil Duval's one.
He's remixed it. I need to listen to that. It sounds fantastic. I only saw a clip of it, but it sounded all right. Underrated artist.
If she catch me with somebody, I will make her catch a body.
Is it? Yeah.
He's just a happy man, bro.
He's
a happy man.
So where are you now in your journey?
I think now I'm just being, like I said, as transparent as possible. I'm not saying I'm at a place where I love myself so much, but I do want people to know that when it comes to this body journey, take it very, very seriously. Like, you think diets and going gym, gym is good. I mean, gym helped me mentally, you know, like it was like a therapist at one point, you know, I don't know. There's something about getting on that treadmill. It's like all my stress just went away. Mm. But when it came to actually dieting and altering and changing my body, I just said, you know what? I'm not doing this because I feel like I'm unhealthy anymore. Or I feel like I'm at a body that I should be at. I'm doing this because I'm not happy within myself, you know? So, and I feel like I had to go on that journey to find that happiness.
What's your current like lifestyle now then, considering you're saying diet? Like, what's...
Oh no, I've stopped dieting. Yeah. I'm enjoying my body. Yeah. I'm at a place where I just said, you know what? I like this body. If I eat whatever.
McDonald's?
No. Yeah, McDonald's. Please. Listen, guys, I have two, you know, large pizzas.
Yeah.
Domino's. I have it to myself. I can finish it.
Oh, I thought you said you have two of them.
Yeah, two of them.
Oh.
Two of them. Two large.
Not on the same sitting, though.
Same sitting. I promise you, that's my.
When you say large, Papa John's large.
Domino's large.
Domino's large.
How many slices? 12 on each?
I think it's 12. It's 12.
I think 15 is an extra large. So 12.
No, that's
I'm not gonna lie. I can eat a whole one.
All right, do you still have sides? You still have wings?
Yeah, garlic bread with cheese.
Oh, garlic wings. Bread.
But wings, I only have like, take four maybe. I'll be fine.
Garlic bread. Oh. Do you know how much carbs you're having?
Ice cream that I have afterwards.
No, you have ice cream too.
Do you do mukbangs?
I was going to say, you need some video recording. Someone next to me know, I 200 bags. Start a mukbang. Would you do that though? If someone was like, 200 grand, just eat food.
Yeah, no, my friends tell me all the time, she's like, you actually need to pay, you need to be paid to watch. People will pay to watch you eat.
Yeah, no.
There's actually,
I wouldn't pay, but I'll watch it.
We're broke. I'm not paying.
But if you can eat two large pizzas, some wings, ice cream, and garlic bread.
After like four, if I was to get to four slices, that's a good
day. I'll start sweating.
Yeah. I'll even say slices. This is, you know, you start saying this is gluttony, bruv.
In my head, I tell myself that, but I can finish the whole pizza.
Not in one sitting. I'd have to have a break.
Then have the second.
No, the second is mad to me.
No, I have second,
bro, a large pizza.
Yeah, I can finish a whole one.
12 usually, slices when I in go one thing, go.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for quite some time.
I'll be in
pain, bro. Oh, she said I'm trained.
After four. And she said garlic bread and she said the wings.
No, what she's doing is bread. A madness.
That's just bread and sauce at this point. Have you seen the new Nusret video where he's just with the ripping bread, up the baguette?
And he put it in the sauce. And before he walked away, he just said, he just slapped the salt on it. I said, now you're buying it.
What's your McDonald's order then?
I don't even do that.
I have a particular one, McDonald's, but
I don't do McDonald's. What am I talking about?
I'll do whatever the special is. That's usually what I do. Whatever the special meal is at McDonald's is when I go and get it.
Do you know when that's not on the menu, big man?
The spicy.
I'll meet you around the corner.
The big tasty.
Nah, I'll get a Max Spicy.
He's gone to Meat Man in the alley for the special guys.
Man said it's Darren in.
I didn't even know they had a special. I'm
talking about like the special offer burgers, the minimum editions. But usually, I'll get...
I'd go there,
especially when it's Monopoly. But I usually would get
looking for Park Lane, isn't it?
A Big Mac meal with a cheeseburger.
That's just a starter for me.
What have I started? I'm normally a quarter pounder and I'll get a cheeseburger on the side.
Yeah,
like the burger doesn't do anything.
What do you get?
I don't even do McDonald's like that.
McDonald's is fucking lazy as well.
The only thing is probably the double sausage and egg McMuffin.
That is I could never give up. The sausage is different.
Wait, do you remember pause? That's been pissing me off for a while.
You're not doing bagel. It's limited menu or something, isn't it?
Listen.
Oh, yeah.
You actually have to request it.
You know, like back in the day.
Oh, that's why they're not doing it anymore.
COVID, they got limited menus.
They got limited menus.
They were like, yeah, we're not.
Because that bagel was mad. The cheese was stuck on the top of your.
Oh!
Do you remember the homemade egg and sausage, McMuffin?
Oh, God.
Mum made it herself.
What, the homemade egg and sausage?
That homemade bread.
Bro, the bread was red with ketchup.
Pink, bro.
It was a pink bread, and it's just stuck on my fingers.
Your finger, I can't lie, yeah. It's on the bread now.
Yes. It slaps.
But the sausage ain't the same, though.
You don't know. You know, it's not the same.
You know, like when you look at your like, but their one's a burger, bro. Yeah. Like, man just got two.
But the bread gets stuck on your fingers with that homemade stuff, and you're not licking your fingers, you're kind of scraping it with your. You know what I'm saying? That's an extra meal right there.
It's fucking creep. You creep.
There's a camera on him.
Just
well.
They go
you
see.
Doing all of that.
Right,
listen,
special.
No, before I need to hear your McDonald's.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
So Big Mac, meal, large.
Yeah.
A caramel frappe on the side. Okay. Then I have to get Sprite on the side because sometimes, you know, it's
Sprite, two drinks.
Yeah, because obviously the caramel frappe is
it
doesn't quite
drink large.
Cool. I've now got my double cheese burger.
Cool, yeah. I get that.
My sweet chili wrap, but without the lettuce.
That's another meal.
Cucumber. a double cheeseburger.
That's two double cheeseburgers.
Huh?
You said double cheeseburger.
Yeah, so two double cheeseburgers, yeah.
Yeah.
A Big Mac. No, actually, no. That's if I'm feeling it.
All right, just give me a raunchy day in McDonald's.
Okay, raunchy day.
Fuck it. I'm getting
Big
what I
Mac,
want.
Yeah. A sweet chili wrap meal without lettuce and the
that's
cucumber.
Chips again.
Huh? Yeah.
So that's two meals.
Chips.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Why are you saying it like that? I don't want to say that.
Because you're not doing it as Adams, you're doing meals. So cool. Okay, cool. We got a Big Mac meal, large.
Double.
And a frap. Cool. Yeah. All right, cool.
So with the sweet chili meal, I get my Sprite. Do you get it?
Cool. All right, cool. I get you. All right.
Then I have my double cheeseburger.
Yeah.
I have my 6 chicken nuggets. Mm. And I have my caramel frappe. I mean, no, my, what do you call them thing? McFlurry.
McFlurry.
Yeah.
You have a frap, a Sprite, and a McFlurry. You're supposed to have water. No, one bit of water to just be like, let me, and you know, like.
And you know what's so bad, yeah? She took the lettuce and cucumber
out. She said, all that healthy shit, get us out of here. I'm not here for that.
I'd rather just put it in myself.
Oh my God.
I mean?
Oh, what? Do you have it on the side?
No,
get it out completely.
You know how, I don't know if you've ever ordered that wrap. Like when they put bear sauce and then it gets soggy and it's not a nice texture. I'm like, I'd rather just have it.
And obviously you don't eat it straight away because you've got to get through the
rest
of it.
Yeah.
By the time you get to it, it's cold.
What's the order of eating here?
Huh?
What's the order of eating? Because you've got to make flurry.
Yeah, no, the Big Mac first.
But do you eat the chips first or you save chips to the end? Okay, go on.
It's like you're messing it up.
I'm excited.
You're messing it up. That's not the way I do here.
Go on.
So the Big Mac is there, right?
Yeah.
And then once I've finished the Big Mac, I have to go to the sweet chili because, you know, it's a different flavor, something new.
Mm.
It's just different in my mouth. By the time I get to the cheeseburger.
Concoction of flavors.
I'm
it's just effervescing in my mouth. I really love how the sweet and chili explodes.
That's what she said. Sorry, I had to say it. That's what she said. I have to.
Food makes me happy. But then
oh, really?
I'm so happy to be here.
I'm not gonna lie. When I get home, McDonald's, I'm different only.
Wait, okay. Big Mac, then the sweet chili.
Yeah.
So we ain't got to the chips yet. But
No. So we've probably nibbled one or two just to know.
Yeah.
That's when you're enjoying. Oh shit!
How could I forget you?
Chips is a bit of a palate cleanser.
Yeah. You might dip it in the McFlurry.
Yeah.
I do. Okay.
No.
He's skipping it.
Yeah. No. Don't skip.
I can imagine you talking to the food. Don't think I forgot about.
No,
you're fucked after this. Watch. You're fucked. Watch when I get the sweet cobblers. I'm saving that for you.
You're pissed.
Listen. You're pissed.
I promise you, any of my friends watching this will tell you that's exactly what I do.
Yeah.
I probably talk to my food like it's my friend. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Gotta eat you too.
I'm coming for you.
Especially that McFlurry. Oh my God.
Yeah.
No, pizzas when I talk. I think I talk more to my pizza than I do to. That's a serious salt.
Okay, so the order.
So I'm having chili. So I had the sweet chili. I'm now having my double cheeseburger now.
Yeah.
So halfway through, I've bitten half of it now. So I've eaten half of it, sorry.
Yeah.
And then I take some, I dip it into my McFlurry. I put the
chips on cheeseburger.
Top. Yeah. Yes. And I put the chips as well, and I eat that. I promise you. I promise you.
I'm not. I'm with you. I never judge this.
You're not
coming to my island. You just finish everything we have, fam.
She can't come to the island.
You know, even the fish are not swimming away, bruv.
Have you tried the ball with the sand? Have you tried the wild ball with the sand?
You don't like that?
It's kind of off with the sand, bruv.
Do you know what?
It's so kicked out.
But you need the wet sand.
Her own meal as well. You sound like you're making one of those sweeties. No.
She's different. They actually joke. My friends joke about it. That look at your friend.
Yeah.
The cheeseburger's getting dipped into the ice cream.
So I've eaten it
with chips on top.
Yeah. So I probably finished like one bag of chips now.
Yeah.
And then I'm now on. I feel like that's it, really. Yeah. After that, I'll just be finishing dipping the chips into the McFlurry. Probably nibbled on my caramel McFlurry. Caramel frappe, sorry.
What's funny is that means that she unearthed the box of the McFlurry, bruv. Because you know chicken nuggets, the thing's only good for the spoon, so that means she popped that shit open, bruv.
With the
McFlurry.
Chicken nuggets with a McFlurry.
Beautiful. I haven't had chicken nuggets.
You're dipping
McFlurry.
Everything.
I've never it's beautiful.
I can't lie, I'm inspired. You know me, Taylor.
Bruv, no,
I love it.
I know he loves a mix of food.
I love a mix, bruv.
I didn't hear one. Should we do mukbangs as well?
We could do a mukbang for Patreon.
We want to order food. Patreon.
Oh my gosh. Are you down?
I'm down.
You know what?
I'm actually down.
Two pizza challenge. Fuck it.
Two pizza challenge.
Patreon is going down.
It's going down. No, this one I'm actually fully down for.
Two pizza challenge, I'm down. You're not going to see me tap out first, bro. I would be shattered.
Let's stay at my house because I don't want to have to think about driving home after two pizzas, bro.
Two pizza challenge. What? Garlic bread too.
Garlic bread too. And you have to have four wings because I can only master.
We have to order your meal.
Yeah.
Because the McDonald's, I could take the McDonald's down. McDonald's, I like.
Are you getting margarita pizza?
Huh?
Yeah, what are you getting? She's ordering a meteor, bruv.
Oh my god.
I promise you, my family be my witness. So obviously, whenever we.
We're going to have bare pizza left over. Just going to be pissed off, bruv.
You know, whenever they've ordered pizza, so I ordered my two. But you know how sometimes with Domino's, if you look at the end, just before you check out, you can see your order.
Yeah.
And it will kind of discount little stuff for you.
Yeah.
So during lockdown, what it used to do was the large margarita pizza was like £5. And I used to always just click it. They used to get so pissed off at me because they're like, you're not going to finish. Obviously, I've had my two pizzas.
You just added
but
it.
I want to add it because that's nice.
You know, you buy trainers and you want to buy the laces too. Yeah. Give me the laces. You know give me the shiny one.
Before we get out of there, read the results of my study.
Is it the right side?
Oh, no, that's the right side. He's
crazy. How many people, though?
Yeah, but there's also 45%
on the left.
So what did they do?
Yeah.
He's like, it's invalid. Are they actually in then? Are you trying to
So basically, the people that click left side do not live in this thing.
No, they were originally, the people on the left, they were already in this reality. The right siders came over.
Oh, so we've all come over. Cold. And now we've taken over.
That's my theory.
I like that theory.
I've always
wanted to know
that's
someone that had a theory.
That's Pythagoras.
And not like that. Yeah,
that's my theory. So now, and then again, before we slide, let's update the playlist. Just before we get out of here, you've been listening to any new music lately?
Or just music in general?
Actually, can I get my phone?
Yeah, of course.
Go for it. We can add as we're going along. I'm going to add K-Trap Warm. That's my vibe right now.
Or do I want to add Maths?
Him and D Road again, madness on that one. But I'm gonna do both of them.
No, I wanna add that one.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I'll add with
D Road
and Youngs.
Oh, that's Steph. Another one. That's another
What's
thing.
That one called?
I can't
that's
remember what that one. That one just came out. That I'm gonna add Warm. I'm gonna add Maths. And then I'll find that one. I can't
that
remember
one's
that one.
That's
it. That's it.
What genre?
That's
it. It can be anything.
Anything you want. Yeah. Anything you want. So I'm adding I've added Maths. I've added Warm. Fred, what you added?
Have I already added this? Dido, Stan and Eminem.
I don't know. We spoke about it.
Which
I
one?
If we added
Dido's
this.
One. Eminem and Dido, Stan. Her one by herself was cold. She said, "I want to kiss you."
That was cold.
I love her song, "The Key."
The key. I've heard that.
I got
that.
The keys.
I can't remember.
Should I play it?
No, I'm on it.
You get it.
Actually, you can. We'll put it on Patreon.
What song you got for us? Did you pick one already?
I think "Understand" by Omalay.
Okay.
I love that.
Oh.
That one I've been
singing.
Do you know what?
Hey, what song is this? I'm in a good mood. What song is that? Who sings that?
Peru.
I don't know.
That's already there.
I'm in San Francisco. Why you want?
It's Wizkid.
What's that one?
It's Wizkid.
The deluxe album. Yeah, it's mood.
What are you
it's
not talking
mood.
About?
Mood.
It's called mood, yeah.
Oh, but we've already added that O'Malley song. Oh, that's a Wizkid song.
Yeah.
Swear down. Mish, what's up? We've already added that
song. Oh, Dimension.
Song. Yeah, we already added that. Understand.
Dimension.
Yeah. I think it was you.
Dimension.
That
You mentioned Skepta and
Yeah.
I added that.
Dimension.
But I need to add that Peru song, bruv. That's a banger.
Oh, the Peru's.
Who's Peru then? What's
I'm in San Francisco.
Fireboy and DML. Fireboy DML. Is that Peru?
I don't know who sings it, bruv, but
I don't know.
Oh, this is a nice.
It might be. I'll add it.
Temi. I don't know how to say it. It's like Maslado.
Sounds like it.
I don't know. No, it's not Amapiano. Piano. I can add an Amapiano. Piano. Oh, sorry.
Maslado.
It's Maslado.
Tenny. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
I've never heard it.
I just realized you are an expensive date, bruv. Did you have one you? Already?
That would have been mad. Right. You could never take her to an expensive restaurant.
No, bro. I can't lie to you. I always warn the guy, though. I'm like, if you're going to take me out to eat, I'm not having salad.
If you're gonna tell me how to eat, I'm gonna eat.
I'm going to eat.
I don't want no one ordering salad.
I'm gonna eat.
I'll
just give
one to Domino's.
What's yours? Who? Oh, Maula. All right, cool.
Maula. Yasmin, do you wanna add one?
Go on, Yas.
Don't worry.
No. Okay.
Nah.
Where can they find you? Social media wise.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, Mish J. M I S. H, I forgot how to spell it. M-I-S-H-H-H-J.
Cool, Tim, wrap us up.
Listen, live show, 24th. We'll see you there. Everyone that got their tickets. Everyone that didn't, don't worry. There'll be ample opportunity for another one. But it's on the right. I forgot that we're pioneers.
pioneers
over here. We're on the right side. Ralph Lauren's on the left.
And you know what's wrong? When you do your national anthem,
yeah, you're supposed to be hand on the heart. That's what it's. The crest is always supposed to go above your heart.
Can you understand now?
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Okay,
but can you understand?
Where it is,
I don't understand.
It's because we bring air to every room we're in, so we have to pull it over our lungs.
Exactly.
Oh, you ain't got lungs on both sides?
No, the one lung.
Titty.
Just the one lung.
There might be an exclusive on a Supreme
and you know,
thing.
And you know the right one's the stronger lung because we're from the alternate dimension. Yeah, so the right
one lung tends to be, the right lung is stronger.
No, you deserve that.
It's our right side that hurts, so we're actually holding it up.
Exactly. We're all the right. I made this top for everyone that came into this alternate reality.
Oh, right there. Yeah.
That's what I did.
So that one's there. He saw.
Right.
Listen, deja vu and that.
Women accountability.
No, what was the other one? The one where you actually see the future.
Clairvoyant.
Clairvoyant. Yeah. Women accountability. That'll be happening at a live show at our stadium, Box Park. Yeah. We'll have the. I've got the SIM card. I just don't know the number yet. But I've got the SIM card. It's on me. All right.
Yeah.
So Mel will get that to you. Patreon gang, shout out Patreon gang all the time. Some exclusives are coming. Shout you guys out. Keep signing up to the Patreon. That's in the description.
What dropped on Patreon? We just dropped bloopers.
Yes.
We're gonna drop the vlog from our getaway.
Yeah, indeed.
We're also gonna drop the comments. And we got one other.
Potentially, we got a part of the vlog where we spoke to the owner of
I'm
the
sure
land.
There's something else, Ooh, Bubble. We'll look at one. It.
Yeah, yeah. Either way, there's exclusive cover for Patreon. Yeah, yeah. So if you ain't signed up to Patreon, sign up to that. So shout out everyone that's already done that. Other than that, is there anything else? Novelty still 10%. Go to Novelty and 90s Baby Show is the code.
Actually, use the code.
You used it.
What did you get? I had the jacket. Which one?
I got the black one with the paint spots on it.
Oh, yay!
You got the long one or the short one?
Yeah, no, I got the long one.
The long
one?
Yeah.
See? So the code works, right? The code works. So keep using that code. That one's still there. Shout out Novelty. And other than that, anything else?
That's all.
That's it. You know the theory, bro?
No, his baby's crazy.
Cool.
Hello, doctor.